Right now on 950 ESPN, we bring you Penn basketball against James Madison. That's Chris Stuber and Phil from Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Penn basketball against James Madison on 950 ESPN.
Near left side, look out, Gordon. Gets the three to go. Doherty has a hole near left side. Goes left, right, and pecks on two. Look out, Belcourt. The three near left. He locks in. A steal. Cartwright to the rack. Rocks the rim. With the right hand, he jams. And a pass. Bernardini in lane. One-on-one Williams to the paint. By the tie. Held it for Bernardini. Near right, Rosen. For three. Yeah!
University of Pennsylvania men's basketball in its 115th season is on the air. Penn men's basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports is presented by Bank of America, Bank of Opportunity, Coca-Cola and Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories, Independence Blue Cross, here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare. Kindred Hospitals dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO. We put our energy into you. Penn Orthopedic. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News and World Report. Now, with full court coverage, former Quaker, three-time letter winner for the red and blue, Vince Curran, and the play-by-play voice of Penn men's basketball, Brian Seltzer.
What a time for Penn basketball to dwell on its most lopsided loss of the season last night versus number 16 Pitt. There is a quick turnaround for the Quakers. Right back at it versus James Madison University. First meeting ever between these two programs in the finale of the Philadelphia Hoop Group Classic. With that, from the Palestra, capacity 8,722, on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania in University City, this is Penn Men's Basketball. Along with our studio coordinator, the great Betsy Deming, my name's Brian Seltzer. My partner is the one, the only, as you heard, three-time Quaker letter winner, the Vin Man, Vince Curran. Good evening, Vin Man.
Hello, Seltzy.
Well, Vin Man, the Quakers wrapping up this Thanksgiving holiday weekend with a matchup against the James Madison Duke Dogs. The Quakers at 3-3, back at 500.
Duke Dogs?
That's the official long
the official
name.
Really?
Yeah. We're just going to call them Dukes from here on out.
That's what I always thought they were the Dukes, so I was not correcting you. I was just asking the question.
I have
that
Duke
I was
Dogs
exactly
logo frothing at the mouth. You know?
Paying attention to you for a change, Chelsea.
So the Penn Quakers set for their seventh game of 31 in 2011-2012. Tip-off coming at 7:05 in the East tonight. Quakers 3-3 overall, second time this year at 500. 2-1 in this round robin Philadelphia Hoop Group Classic Challenge. James Madison back at 500, 2-2, 1-2 in Hoop Group play, following their biggest margin of victory this season with a win over Ryder yesterday afternoon here at the Palestra by a score of 86-69. Vin Man, on the red and blue side, a setback to Pitt, no shame in that. A 20-point loss, 78-58, a game in which, for perhaps three-quarters of the evening, the Quakers acquitted themselves pretty well, but just not quite enough to clear that hurdle.
Pitt, very physical, very long, very athletic, and Penn, just a key stretch late in the game where they get a steal, they're on the floor loose, 6 points down, and give it up, trying to pass from the floor to a teammate, three-pointer, Pittsburgh off a steal. Exact same thing happens on the second possession. It goes from 6 to 12, and you go from in it to pretty much out of it. Penn continued to battle, but that was the key stretch, and we say it all the time. Games turn on little stretches, little five-point swings here and there. The next thing you know, instead of it being a two-point game, it's a 12-point game, and that's that.
These two programs tonight paired up here at the Palestra, the Penn Quakers and James Madison. Two parallel facets, Vin Man, where the Quakers relying on the backcourt duo of Zach Rosen, Tyler Bernardini, and throw Miles Cartwright in there as well for the bulk of offense for this team so far this year. James Madison with A.J. Davis, a redshirt junior out of Columbus, Ohio, and maybe the best name that has been said on the Penn Sports Network over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I just noticed it in the Penn scouting report, and Betsy Deming better be on her game tonight back in the studio, because I fully expect to hear Digital Underground at some point during this broadcast.
How about that? Humpty Hitchens, the senior out of Ohio. Those two Vin men have accounted for over 53% of James Madison's points so far this season. And James Madison has reached the 80-point mark or surpassed it on three out of four occasions so far this year.
And they are a team that just bombs it in from the outside. They run good offense, and 15 three-pointers yesterday in their win over, did they get Ryder yesterday? Ryder yesterday, thanks, Brian. And a team that Penn is really going to have their hands full with on the perimeter. So not as physical as Pitt last night, not as athletic as Pitt last night, but you could argue more dangerous because they can string together three-pointers in a bunch and really impact the outcome of the game.
Two 500 programs matched up tonight in the last game of this terrific fifth annual round robin Philly Hoop Group Classic tournament. Each club, the Quakers and the Dukes of James Madison University, trying to recapture, reestablish some early season momentum. Coming up next on the Penn pregame show, the Vin Man goes one-on-one with his former teammate, the John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball here at Penn, Jerome Allen, as the pregame show rolls right on along from the Palestra in University City. From Elgin Sports, Penn Men's Basketball, right here on 950 ESPN, it is the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
As a smart consumer, you want to be rewarded for your purchases. That's why we're pleased to offer you the Penn Platinum Plus Visa Card with World Points Rewards, brought to you by Bank of America. This card offers an outstanding combination of services and benefits while giving you the flexibility to choose the rewards you really want. With every account open and every purchase made, Bank of America helps support Penn student and alumni programming. Learn more or apply today at alumni.upenn.edu.
950 ESPN.
WPEN
Philadelphia. So what is an early simulation for Ivy League play for the Penn Quakers. Back-to-back on a Friday and Saturday. Vin Man kind of gives, in terms of just the context and the schedule only, it could be a weekend in late January,
February.
I've
seen enough for you, Chelsea. I've seen enough. I need a break. So wait, we got to come back again on Tuesday and then Friday, or excuse me, Saturday again.
An unreal run in this month of November. The seventh tonight game of eight being played by Penn in the 11th month of the calendar year.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you know what? I joke about that, but I'm really enjoying this. I love playing the game. This is why we do this. You know?
Absolutely.
We don't practice. We don't spend all summer preparing. We're involved in this because we love the coaches, we love the university, we love the kids. So the more the merrier. Keep them coming. I'd love to do this every year.
Amen. The Penn Quakers at 3-3, James Madison at 2-2. And sitting down with the head coach of the Quakers, Jerome Allen, just a few minutes ago, the Vin Man, Vince Curran, talking a little bit about last night and looking ahead to this evening's game, the first ever meeting between the Penn Quakers out of the Ivy League and James Madison from the Colonial Athletic Association.
Vince Curran here with Coach Jerome Allen. Coach, quick turnaround again. Ivy League scheduling, you're probably used to it by now, but James Madison, Dukes tonight, last night, the Pitt Panthers. Take a quick look at last night's game. But the key stretch there is you're down 6 points, you get the ball, there's a loose ball on the floor, comes out, Pitt. We try and pass out of it, Pitt gets a three off it, twice in two possessions, it goes from 6 to 12. What do you tell the guys when they're in a situation like that? You see guys burn timeouts, you see guys, you know, I think possession would be huge at that point.
Yeah, well, to the live eye, I was wishing that, you know, those guys made that type of play. But to be quite honest with you, first I just thought we should have, you know, secured possession. And then, you know, maybe those things would have came in order. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't really come down to, you know, two possessions. You know, I think it's over for a 40-minute period. They executed their game plan better than we did.
Again, quick turnaround. I know you had to get in here, break down film last night, get another probably another shoot around today. How's the squad reacting to that, and what do you do to try and make sure guys stay fresh?
Fresh, I'm not sure about, but we just try to stay positive and upbeat and just tell the guys, you know, listen, we learned from some of the mistakes we made last night, and you know, hopefully those things don't carry, you know, over into today, and just, you know, try to, you know, kind of have, you know, quick amnesia and put it past us and say, listen, you know, we got a job to do tomorrow, and if we do certain things a little bit better than we did yesterday, you know, we'll be fine.
It's Perrin again here with Jerome Allen, and let's talk a little bit more about last night's game and some of the players that saw a little action. Went to Cam Gunner. I want to know whether has he been showing you something in practice, or was that a move to counteract some of the length and athleticism that Pitt was throwing at you in the front court?
Is it Gunner or Gunter?
It's whatever you say it is, Coach.
I just had to mock you real quick, but I saw Cam's length and athleticism.
Everyone knows that the Quakers show great teamwork, and ShopRite does too. The ShopRite Partners in Caring program has teamed with great brands to raise money and hunger awareness in our communities. ShopRite has donated more than $27 million to local food banks and shelters in our community. When you purchase products marked at the shelf with the ShopRite Partners in Caring symbol, you're helping too. Join ShopRite in the fight against hunger in our community. It really can and does make a difference where you shop.
Hi, I'm an air vent. I'm part of the old heating and cooling system that's doubling energy in your home. The harder I work, the more you pay. It's delicious irony. Dust Bowl?
Replace your old heating and cooling system with an energy efficient one, and Pico will pay you up to $400. Plus, you could save 20% a year.
Little help here.
Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs that save you money. For eligibility and savings details, visit pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
For that momentary break in the connection where we left off. The Vin Man, Vince Curran, asking the Penn Quakers head coach, Jerome Allen, what to expect from the Red and Blues opponent tonight, 2-2, James Madison.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I mean, I think they're a well-coached team, and they really get up and down. They got guys that fit Coach Brady's system. You know, they all can shoot the ball, and if we don't, defend and find shooters and keep ourselves out of rotation situations, it's going to be a long night for us, because I think at all times they got at least four guys that are capable of knocking down an open or a contested shot.
Thanks very much to the Vin Man, Vince Curran, and the Penn Quakers head coach, Jerome Allen. A pregame conversation. The Penn Quakers at 3-3, suffering two straight losses for the first time this season. James Madison halting a two-game losing streak yesterday afternoon here at the Palestra with a win over Ryder. Step aside for a second, come right back, set the starting lineups, and have the tip of the finale of the Philly Hoop Group Classic between the Penn Quakers and James Madison next from Elegant Sports. It's Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
What's that big building on City Avenue? You know, right near the entrance to the expressway. It's the Crown Plaza of Philadelphia West Hotel, and its reputation is growing by the day. With its central location right off the expressway, smart folks realize it's a much better value than pricey and stuffy Center City hotels. See everything awaiting you at cpphillawest.com. That's cpphillawest.com. City Ave's crowning touch.
I can't choose between taking my wife or my mom to Chili's for the $20 dinner for two.
You should take your wife. You'll do what's right, honey.
So, I'll just flip this coin. Tails, looks like I'm taking Dad.
That's my boy.
Who will you take to Chili's $20 dinner for two? There's 17 entrees to choose from, like our new grilled shrimp tacos made with fresh avocado. Chili's 20 for two.
Visit Chili's at 38th and Chestnut, home of Fajita Rita Mondays.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Along with Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer, the great Betsy Deming back at the board. The Penn Sports Network Broadcast Center. Moments away from tip-off between Penn and James Madison. First time ever these two teams are tangling in a basketball game. Starting five for Matt Brady, his fourth year on the sideline for the Dukes, a former assistant, longtime assistant at St. Joseph's under John Griffin and Phil Martelli. A.J. Davis, a 6'6" tall, 210-pound redshirt junior out of Columbus, Ohio, the point guard, averaging around 24 points a game, joined in the backcourt by the prolific Humpty Hitchens. 5'9", 185 pounds, a senior from Ohio.
That is pronounced with an umpy, so in case you're wondering.
Silent H. 20 points a game.
You don't even know the song. You don't even know the song.
Come on. Three rebounds. Three forwards for James Madison. Julius Wells, 65 inches tall, 204 pounds, a senior out of Toledo, Ohio, just under 12 points a game. A team best, six rebounds. Andre Semenov, 6'7", 205 pounds, redshirt junior out of St. Petersburg, not Florida, but Russia, averaging 11.5 points per game, just under six rebounds. Trevon Flores, the regular starting forward in the five spot for JMU, injured, so Gene Swindle will get the starting nod. The first of his career, a transfer from Virginia Tech, 10 total points this year, just under two rebounds a game. The Penn Quakers at 3-3, led by former member of the Red and Blue, Jerome Allen, Miles Cartwright, averaging 11 points a game in the backcourt at the point, along with Zach Rosen, just under 23 points a game, four rebounds, and also the swingman, Tyler Bernardini, 6'6", 210 pounds, 13.5 points a game, 5.5 rebounds. Up front for the Quakers, it'll be Rob Belcour at the four spot, 5 points a game and four rebounds. Fran Doherty is the center, 6 points a game, five rebounds. Quakers home white tops and shorts occupying the near sideline right bench. James Madison, purple people eaters, bold purple tops and shorts occupying the sideline to our left, near side of the floor. Officiating trio for tonight, John Anderson, Bill McCarthy for the second time this year, and Brent Hampton.
Bill McCarthy, one of the better officials we have seen, and over the last couple years, he's consistently a good one. So he should get a good whistle tonight, Celtic. Toss the other two, drag him down.
Toss by John Anderson, the tip taken by JMU. Operating the offense, it's Hitchens from left to right. Top of the arc, it's Andre Semenov, who sends in an early three, 12 seconds in.
And Jerome Allen talked about the need to defend the perimeter. Not a whole lot to that action for James Madison. Just a ball reversal. Rob Belcour looks like he got hung up down inside, laid on the closeout. 3-0 James Madison.
JMU averaging a CAA best, 82 points a game. Quakers with 15 on the shot clock. James Madison also been manned now, 32 for 56 from the outside. Their previous two games in the first 15 seconds of this one. Rosen to Cartwright with six to shoot. Far right corner, he connects. A long jumper from Miles Cartwright ties this game.
Now Miles, by his own admission, threw a stinker out there last night. And I had a feeling he would get off to a quick start. No hesitation right there on that right-hand corner of the floor where he likes to let it go and bangs it down.
Near right on the wing, A.J. Davis, 24 points a game. He's reached the 20 mark in each of his first four outings for James Madison. Top of the arc, Andre Semenov swings it near right in the corner to Hitchens, skips it far left in the corner. His backcourt teammate Davis misfires for three, rebound Rob Belcour.
A decent look, Miles Cartwright gets pinched in trying to help.
Belcour free near left, short for three, rebound through the hands of Doherty for Penn. It goes to Davis at JMU.
Aaron Doherty had a chance to pick up his teammate right there with the offensive rebound. He just doesn't get a lot of lifts sometimes.
Swindle back in the bucket, turns to his left and hits the fadeaway from 6 feet out, 5-3 James Madison.
Brandon Doherty's job gets very difficult once you give up that post position, but if you allow Swindle to shuffle as he starts that post move and reset, well, it's impossible to stop.
The Swindle shuffle. Rosen far right in the corner, Cartwright rises again, hits again from the perimeter, 6-5-10. Vin, man, you might have gotten the hot tip for tonight's game.
I didn't get the hot tip, Celtic. in our player of the game contest, but I had a feeling Miles Cartwright wasn't going to go two in a row with bad ones. And James Madison continuing to run that double high ball screen. They seem to be able to create shots coming off that. Good job by Fran Dougherty pushing Swindle off this time. He's 10 feet as opposed to 4 the first time. Travel.
And
yes, Fran, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He pushes him off. Right, the last time he has him 6 feet, he turns, shoots over. This time he's 12 feet as he finishes his move at 10 and doesn't know what to do. He shuffles his feet. Good job, Fran Dougherty.
Solid gathering here at the Palestra. Quakers from right to left, front court left. Dougherty back to the bucket, far right baseline. Stripped by Davis, loose ball, top of the arc, diving on it. Humpty Hitchens.
And Hitchens able to pass from the floor, something Penn was not able to accomplish in key stretches, in a key stretch last night, 30-second stretch.
Double zeros on one another, Davis and Cartwright. Rob Belcour in the lane, strips the pass away. That's his 13th steal. The Quakers lost the handle. In the key, back the other way. Down the floor, Davis, far left on the wing. 6-5 Quakers. Hitchens with a head of steam, far left baseline, is hacked by the Quakers. First foul of this game.
And they try to feed Fran Dougherty the side of the floor. I think Fran's better on the left side of the floor as you're facing the basket. But they fed him 3 or 4 times on that right side, and he was backing away from that pass from Miles Cartwright. Miles didn't give him a chance, though. It was flat. He throws a chest pass that gets deflected. And Swindle is a big, angry dude who just passed about 2 feet in front of me. He is a load.
Hitchens will inbound as Flores comes in. A little bit banged up, so didn't get the start tonight. Far left on the wing, Julius Wells. Wells, right-hand dribble to the foul line, spinning. Bernardini on him like glue.
Good defense, Tyler Bernardini, squaring him up, forcing a second action.
And a foul on Cam Gunter, seeing some early minutes after logging 8 off the bench last night. He is assessed with the early foul, second on the Quakers.
And Cam Gunter brings some length and some athleticism. Look at Cam, man, he's a tall kid, but then all of a sudden he's a florist. Oof. They list him as 6'11". He's every bit of that with long arms to boot.
Far left baseline. Awkward shot is good for Davis on the right-handed scoop, 7-6 JMU.
Davis just attached the tin right there, and Cam Gunner not able to get a piece of it.
Bernardini to Rosen, top of the arc, and pitches on the perimeter. Gunter out of Ridley, far right wing. Near left on the perimeter, Rosen. Screen set for Cartwright. Short on the three. Bounces to Belcourt. Back to Miles. Near left corner. Shot clock reset pass. Cartwright with some determination. Now passes off to Bernardini, who strokes it from the outside. The Quakers leading 9-7, all on 3 3-pointers.
About the third hustle play by Rob Belcourt early in this game. And Penn with the early 9-7 lead. You get a little worried, Celsius, though. Too many 3-pointers early in this contest. Gotta get something going at the basket.
Quakers 9-for-24 from the outside last night. Semenov shakes Belcour for the news. He has 5 of James Madison's 9, even at that score.
Semenov does a nice job of walking Belcour up the landing. We talk all the time about poor post-entry pass. That was a good lob to Semenov.
Bernardini connects at the top of the key, so the jump shot's from distance, Vindman, falling for 10 early.
Nice to see something other than a 3. That time, Bernardini, a little power dribble, gets himself to 15, 16 feet and knocks it down. Not a whole lot of D early in this game as they get Flores for the moving screen on Bernardini.
First team foul against JMU. 15:02 to play in the first half at the Palestra. Back-to-back games like the 8-8 schedule for the Quakers. An early lead of 11-9. Elgin Sports, Penn men's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Everyone knows that the Quakers show great teamwork, and ShopRite does too. The ShopRite Partners in Caring program has teamed with great brands to raise money and hunger awareness in our community. ShopRite has donated more than $27 million to local food banks and shelters in our community. When you purchase products marked at the shelf with the ShopRite Partners in Caring symbol, you're helping too. Join ShopRite in the fight against hunger in our community. It really can and does make a difference where you shop.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys.
Da, 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 da.
Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Along on this Thanksgiving holiday with the Geeter back in the studio. It is a Saturday night. You would expect to hear the Geeters.
Somewhere. That's right. Yeah.
11-9, the Penn Quakers on top of James Madison early on. Two ties and three lead changes. Vince, this, you know, it's
yes,
the seventh game of the season, but kind of an important spot for the Penn Quakers. Some early season momentum, jumping out to a 3-1 start, but lost the last two, so this would be a pretty nice game to get.
Well, I mean, there are games that you look at on the schedule and say, okay, you know, we're taking a step up in class right here. To use the horse racing analogy, you're going into a grade one stakes race when you play Pitt, when you play Villanova, when you play Temple, when you play UCLA. These are more evenly matched skill teams, and these are the ones that you got to get. If you look at the schedule, say, okay, well, we're going to try and steal one here and there, or two or three, or whatever it is against those big ones, but you really got to take care of business in your league.
15:02 to play in the first half, a two-point lead for the Penn Quakers coming out of the huddle with a sub of Henry Brooks, also out there Cam Gunter in the front court. Backcourt still the trio of Rosen, Cartwright, and Bernardini. Penn with the ball right to left, front court left.
So the adjustment is Semenoff backs Belcourt up the lane. Jerome Allen brings in Brooks, who's a little bit lengthier defensively.
Gunter a step back, over force. Brooks bats the ball in the air, but it's taken down by Julius Wells of JMU. Step back by Humpty Hitchens, and he hits from the far left wing for three, 12-11 JMU.
I have a comment I want to make right now, so I'm trying to articulate it, because I'm not really happy with the shot selection on the other end that leads to the runout.
Rosen, far right high post, top of the arc, Gunter. That was Hitchens' 15th three-pointer of the year. He had six from the outside yesterday afternoon in the win over Ryder. Brooks, far right baseline, turns to face the hoop. A high arcing shot is an air ball secured by A.J. Davis. A.J. Davis, some size for a point guard at 6'6", 210 pounds.
It wouldn't surprise me to see James Madison try and isolate Miles Cartwright and Davis on the block.
Hitchens falls to the hardwood, pushes a pass to Davis, far left wing. Semenoff back in the bucket, far left baseline. Rosen telegraphs the pass, intercepts in the key to the cup. Hacked hard by A.J. Davis back the other way. And Zach Rosen on his fanny. Getting some help.
Grabs his knee. Looks like he's okay. Going to walk it off.
Second on JMU.
So here's the last two times Penn goes in, they throw it to Cam Gunter, who makes a post move, throws up a little bit of a wild one. They go to Henry Brooks, who goes to a post move, throws up a wild one. Every time the ball goes into the post, you don't have to shoot it. Right? I'd love to see the ball go into the post. I was a post player. I wanted to see guys get it. There seems to be a mentality among the Penn bigs, and maybe it's because it doesn't go in as often as you like, but it's like a black hole. It goes in, and everybody's trying to get in their bag and make a move, and sometimes it's like, okay, maybe it's post-repost. Maybe it's post-look opposite. There's so many reactionary moves.
Tied up at 12, following a free throw make by Zach Rosen. Southpaw shooting to our left, third tie of this game. Crouches the knees. And there is the fifth lead change already of this game. 13-12, Penn back in front, 13:35 to play until the break.
Zach Rosen trying to get that knee loosened up a little bit. It looks like he banged it. Something to keep an eye on, obviously, as this game unfolds.
Davis deep in the middle of the floor, high arcing 3-0. Bernardini, a very big rebound, leading the Quakers in rebounds per game, 5.5. Quakers in transition. Cartwright, an early start under the arc near left. Brooks, foul line in motion, gets it to rattle off the cup and in.
Got a funny release that almost kind of flips the ball out of his hands. With a lot of confidence from freshman Henry Brooks. Coming in getting that pass to Miles Cartwright and banging it in from the elbow.
Had two last night, fifth career field goal, 50-12, 10. Wanted to shoot, James Madison. Brooks gets a hand in there. He was held on the way back across the timeline. And John Anderson was right on top of that one.
I thought they weren't going to call it. Henry Brooks is getting worked over. He jumps in the passing lane, gets the deflection, is off and running. And a good call by the officials. And Henry Brooks, length and athleticism, impacting the game.
And Miles Cartwright, Cam Gunter going to the bench. Marin Kukoc checking in along with Rob Belcour. Marin, his seventh game this season, seven games for Penn.
But now Rob Belcour not having to play the four with this lineup. Now Miles Cartwright, Marin Kukoc does as the four man.
Far right of the wing, Tyler Bernardini, left-hand dribble, top of the arc, Belcour, shot clock 15-10. Brooks slices through, right-hand fadeaway. He flicks it from 8 feet away.
I'd love to see Henry make that move when he's got his body underneath him. He's thrown up a couple in the early going where he hasn't had his body underneath him. He loses a lot of strength, and they end up going up wildly. When he gets his legs underneath him, he looks like he's dangerous.
Near right corner, Julius Wells, left-hand dribble, nearly had it pried away by Bernardini. Semenov picks it up. Top of the arc, Wells looking underneath. Shot waved off. It did go down.
On
a foul on the floor against the Quakers. Third second foul.
That's begging for 3 seconds. That's a good call by the official, though. Should have been no shot. They get it right, and James Madison going to get it coming out of the timeout.
Penn Quakers on a 6-0 run to build up a 5-point lead. 11:59 to go in the first. Timeout on the floor. The score, 17-12. Quakers from Nelligan Sports. Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving. You're waiting for the AT&T store to open. It is cold and dark. You do not care. You are warmed by the thoughts of the huge phone sale that awaits you. Chewing the last bite of pumpkin pie, you rush to the AT&T store clutching a list. Soon you'll have a great deal on a gift for every name on that list. A full keyboard phone for your texting-obsessed teen. A phone that shoots HD video for your brother, the wannabe filmmaker. Maybe even a little something for yourself. Of course, the AT&T's after Thanksgiving sale isn't just on Friday. It lasts all weekend. You could have slept late and still gotten the same great bargains. But where's the fun in that? Get the perfect deals on the perfect holiday gifts on Black Friday and all weekend at the after Thanksgiving sale at AT&T. We think possible.
Hurry in this Thanksgiving weekend and get the perfect gift at AT&T, like the BlackBerry Torch 4G, Sony Ericsson Play 4G, or the Samsung Focus Flash, now for free. Visit att.com or store for details.
Phones are free with new 2-year voice agreement and minimum $15 monthly data plan. Restrictions and charges apply. 4G speeds not available everywhere. See store for details.
I hear you calling.
Shenandoah Valley. That is from where James Madison.
Your musical taste is matching your Wii Fitness age.
Was your Wii Fitness age? Not that I have any first-hand knowledge of this, but this is a repeat classic tune, Vin Man, for the Cheltenham High School Honors Choir.
Ah, there we go. I was wondering why you knew. So who is that singing right there?
I have no clue.
You have no clue. Tennessee Ernie Ford, I'm being told in my ears. Thank God Betsy Kevin is back in the studio for this.
But I'll drop in just for you, Salty. Would have been the Cheltenham High School Choir of 2002, perhaps. 17-12, Penn, JMU with the ball, 11:55 to go in the first half.
Henry Brooks really good defensively.
Loose ball, top of the key. Hitchens comes up to the day, lost it. Bernardini with the steal. Bernardini drives the lane off the top of the glass. No, a putback try by Brooks is no good. JMU comes up with it.
I like the aggressiveness, though. Tyler Bernardini getting it to the rim, and Henry Brooks there trying to clean up the loose change.
Kick out to Wells, top of the arc. Misfires for three as that one ricochets over the top of the glass and out of play. Penn will get it back. JMU led by Matt Brady Vinman out of Haddon Heights.
Former St. Joe's assistant. Matt's a pretty good guy. I like him. One of the guys you see on the road and at various events. Good guy to hang out with.
220 win season so far. Brooks pulls up far right baseline, rattles off the iron, and a rebound goes to JMU and Harmon Martin.
Henry's trying to get caught up. He's full time off. He needs to get some in the air.
Far left baseline, Trevin Flores, the turnaround. That one clanks to Brooks for the count.
You know, Henry, he keeps seeing glimpses of how good he is going to be, and he is very far along defensively right now. He's still, he's out of bounds. This should be a good call. If he gets this right, the James Madison player is out of bounds touching the ball.
That was A.J. Davis.
Celtic. Everybody says I kill the officials all the time. When they stink, I kill them. When they're right, they're right. They're doing good. It's another well. We thought we were going to get a good whistle tonight, and we're getting a good whistle tonight.
10:48 to go in the first half. It remains a 17-12 game in favor of Penn.
But just to finish that thought, Henry Brooks is very far along defensively right now. He is able to come in and save that first game where he was just so anxious and fouling in that Ryder game. He knows what he's doing, right? And he squares guys up. He's in good position. He has good sense. And you see glimpses of him offensively. He's going to get caught up on that, too.
Alloy D off in the game for JMU. Cartwright drives baseline, kick out top of the arc, Bernardini. Belcourt near left baseline. And the Penn Quakers whistled for the offensive foul. Martin Kukoc, an illegal screen. That'll be the first for Martin, and the Quakers fourth.
Rob Belcourt loves driving the ball to the baseline and firing it to the opposite corner. I didn't see who he had spotted over there, but that's where that one was heading.
Armin Marks goes to Eloy Diop, far left on the wing. Matching up with him, Bernardini. Penetrates the lane, kick out. Semenov, a long two. Foot was on the top of the arc. That makes it 17-14 and ends Penn's 6-0 run.
And Marin Kukoc gets a little flat on the help and not able to close out quickly enough.
Semenov in early seven, half of JMU's total. Quakers lead at three. Top yard, Kukoc down low, Hallett, pass knocked away to Semenov. Across the timeline, far left, Davis, trying to work on Belcourt, plowing in, shot waved off. It rattled off.
Man, that's a tough call for Rob Belcourt. Davis is all sorts of histrionics, all sorts of upbakes. They're going to call Rob Belcourt with the arm bar. He thought he had him squared up pretty well. On the last play, Martin Kukoc forces that pass into Mike Howe. Sometimes, and when guys get to play more, they figure this out. Just because the play is called, common sense has always got to take over, right? So Martin Kukoc tries to fire one in there to Mike Howe. There are all sorts of arms in the way.
Davis off the inbounds, too strong off the glass.
And sometimes you need to react.
Red and blue run out. Bernardini near left on the wing, across the way, along the baseline, Cartwright pull up, air ball, goes down to Diop.
Cartwright thought he got fouled right there. He forced one up, a little bit of force up in transition.
Away from the play, crime on the court committed by Rob Belcourt, who was not too pleased with Brett Hampton's assessment there.
Rob Belcourt basically saying that the man I'm guarding is not up to the physical challenge I'm providing him, and you should not be bailing him out because of his perceived softness. And he said it in a one-word explanation.
There's the last one Quakers had to give. Humpty Hitchens, a lob inbound near right wing.
And the second on Belcourt, so he's got to be careful.
Enoch Hood into the game, 6'8", very long wingspan, 210 pounds. Far left on the wing. Hitchens can't hit for three. Offensive rebound, Diop, a shot clock reset for James Madison. Tyler Bernardini, last to touch it. The ball came free along the near right baseline. Stays with JMU, 4 seconds off the shot clock, 9:16 to go in the first, and a three-point game favoring Penn.
And Matt Brady saying, hit the first guy open right here, looking for a three off the inbounds.
Hitchens, left-hand dribble, skips it near right baseline to Hood. No good, a haul for Bernardini of Penn on the rebound. Cartwright, far right wing, top of the arc. Bernardini pulls the trigger off the back of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Diop.
Challenge three-pointer in transition. I think Tyler Bernardini thought he was open. And Diop closes out on him quickly.
Armin Marks, top of the arc, drifting near right. Swings back to Semenov. No hesitation. Can't hit top of the arc. Diop lost the ball
on the
follow attempt. Red and blue regain it with 8:38 to go in the first.
Now Cameron Crocker going to come in. For whom, Cam? You got to tell who you're in the game for. There we go. Tyler Bernardini finds out he's coming out of the game. And Rob Belfour staying in the game with two fouls. Guy, I don't think Penn can afford to be out without for long stretches.
Frozen far right on the wing for Zach so far. Just 2 points, both free throws. Hasn't had to score a whole lot yet for the Quakers. Near left on the wing, Belcour. Shot clock at 15, looking for an entry pass to Michael Hallett.
Wide.
Knocked away by JMU along the baseline.
I have no problem with passing the ball into Mike Hallett. Why that angle? Why not take a dribble? Hallett has his man posted high side. Get it from somewhere where he can do something with it. Can't throw it through four hands.
Inbound, works its way to Cartwright, top of the arc. Shot clock at 10 for Penn. Cartwright spins away from Diop, feeding Hallett, far right high post, and he knocks down the 15-footer. Penn's lead up to 5 again.
And Penn getting good production from their front court. Henry Brooks doing a little bit, Mike Hallett doing a little bit.
Hitchens splits a double team, stops foul line, looking underneath, shot waved off, drawing the foul for JMU. Enoch Hood. Michael Hallett, bin man, had been 3 for his last 11 from the floor after starting the year 5 for 5, but he got a nice distance deuce.
Sometimes you get an easy one like that, not an easy one, but one that you know you have to get in the air, shot clock's winding down, you just settle in and do what comes naturally. Mike Hallett, nice jumper on the wing.
7:53 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor. The score, Penn leading James Madison 19-14 from Elegant Sports. It's Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I am the window, and I have created the most wonderful draft. It blows money right out of the wallet.
Your windows may be wasting energy. Learn why with the Pico Smart Home E-Audit and use our energy use calculators to find ways to save. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs that save you money. Learn more at pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
Fan of Penn Athletics in the social media sense on Facebook and Twitter. Get the latest news on the Quakes and interact with your fellow fans. Visit PennAthletics.com, click on the Facebook and or Twitter logos and become either a friend or an independently minded follower of ours. Tonight, 7:53 to go in the first half, wrapping up this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. A lot of food, a lot of hoops. 19-14, Quakers leading JMU, 7:53 to go in the first half.
Penn off to a good start, 19 points as you said, Salty, 7 for 15 from the floor, and after 9 early from 3, last 10 of the old-fashioned variety, 2-point baskets and free throws. Didn't want to see Penn become too reliant on that 3-point shot early. Good adjustment by Coach Allen.
Enoch Hood gets the front end of fall, rookie.
He's like Boardwalk Empire, we're going to call him Nucky.
Nucky Hood out of Booker T. Washington High School. Norva product, Vin Man. Second one rattles off. Louis Diop, the offensive rebound. The shot clock reset for JMU. Seminoff switches another three. His second of the game, top of the arc. 1-point game, 19-18.
Henry Brooks falls asleep on the missed free throw, and Seminoff, you might want to find him. He's really getting it done for James Madison.
He had just 5 threes entering the game through his first 4. Rosen skips top of the arc. Henry Brooks back out there along with Howell in the front court. Cartwright top of the arc feeding Cameron Crocker far right wing. Shot clock at 10 for Penn. And a 1-point game. Rosen looks up to his left, sees it, drives top of the arc, fires and flushes a 25-footer from the top of the arc. First field goal for Zach.
Zach Rosen doing that all night last night. People from Pitt were like, who is this kid? Deeper, deeper, and deeper, and this time he gets the ball screen at least.
And as soon as he gets separation, he figured out, I can let this one fly, nothing but the bottom.
22-18 Quakers, 6:50 to go in the first half. Shot clock at 13 seconds, JMU. A.J. Davis held scoreless so far, driving near right, beneath the border, trails behind Hitchens, 5 to shoot. Now 3, top of the arc, Semenov, short, wide to the left. And the Quakers stand strong on that defensive series.
That hit the rim. I can't believe they called a shot clock violation on that. Matt Brady not arguing it too hard. Looked to me like it hit the rim. But if you're fan, you'll take it.
You know, Vin Man, going back to Zach Rose and Jamie Dixon, head coach of Pitt, who's seen a ton of great guards in the Big East over the last decade, said Rosen, as good a guard as the Panthers will see this season.
It was the best one on the floor last night, even with those highly touted Pitt guards. Zach outplayed them both.
Brooks walks top of the arc, head faking just a little bit too much. And with 6:10 to go in the first half, Quakers give it back, nursing a four-point lead.
That's one of those plays. I think Henry getting a little antsy. He swings that ball and dives. I think he gets it back for a dunk right there.
James Madison averaging 40 points a half so far this season. Quakers have clamped down thus far. A quarter of the game production total for JMU at 80 points a game. Not even 20 yet. Michael Hallett, a block on the shot by Davis. Putback falls home for Enoch Hood. 22-20 with 5:45 to play in the first.
Nice job by Cam Crocker. They tried to isolate Rosen on the low block with Davis. And Cam Crocker there to force the hesitation gives Hallett enough time to come over and get the shot block. But as we always say, Celtics, when you get one guy helping another, at some point, there's a mismatch or a missed guy, and that was Enoch Hood who gets the stick back.
Cartwright slicing inside, stuffed by Semenov. Last touch by the Quakers out of bounds. Far right baseline, Semenov, his team best. Sixth stuff of the season, Henry Brooks and Cameron Crocker to the bench is Fran Dougherty. And
Miles Cartwright's like a closer, right? Yeah. The closer blows a save, he comes right back the next time. Miles sometimes just leads in there and just I don't see any defense. This time he goes into four defenders and gets one block, and you know he's just going to take it in there with no fear again.
Hitchens, offensive foul as he erupted along the near right baseline, going for a tie, but that'll be the 15th foul against JMU.
It's a good take by Mike Hallett, who rotates over. Penn's defensive rotations have been pretty good tonight. And Hallett gets over there, establishes himself, gets outside that arc, and as we say, Celtics, doesn't fall too early, absorbs the blow, and makes it an easy call for official Bill McCarthy on the baseline.
Throws it across the timeline, Penn split P, feeding Hallett, far right high post. Shot clock at 20 for the Quakers, leading by 2. Look at the pressure on the Dukes. Bernardini in the near left corner, top of the arc, Hallett. Had a fleeting thought of a three, but then dished off to the far right side of the floor. Rosen draws the foul, top of the arc, from Humpty Hitchens.
See, you know, at least what you're getting is consistency. Rob Belcourt gets called for the arm bar on one end. Same call made, same play on the other end. Nice job by the officials.
15 foul, JMU. Second on Hitchens, Cartwright, far right baseline inbound to Bernardini. Dribble handoff back to Cartwright, who sets it up for Penn. Four and a half to go in the first half. Five lead changes, three ties. Bernardini, top of the arc, rises up. Can't get the bounce on the three. And snaring that rebound, Diop for James Madison. Diop, foul line, pushes into the lane, spins off the back of the box, no. Whistle on the play. Fell out on the floor, and that one going against the Penn Quakers, there 8.
They're going to get Tyler Bernardini for his first foul. And again, you get a miss, you need somebody there to clean up the mess. And unable to come up with an offensive rebound. And now Enoch Hood back to the line for 1-1, Celtics.
He is 1-for-2 in the game, and not too coincidentally, 4-for-8 on the year. Right-handed shooter to our right, clanks a brick, and Dougherty and Bernardini team up for the rebound.
the job boxing out there by both Doherty and Bernardini. All right, I keep saying it. He really has done a very good job on the glass this year for a team that's going to need him in that role.
Give and go. Rosen lost the ball in the right low post. Picked up by Humpty Hitchens, who glides back length of four, pulls up foul line, looking underneath for Hood. And he's able to force Fran Doherty into a foul.
Fran Doherty was going to box Hood out, and at the last second, Hitchens drops it off. On the other end, Fran Doherty says to force that ball to Zach Rosen, who was cutting back door into four people. Bad decision, hangs his teammate out to dry, leads to a turnover.
3:50. How much time left in there?
Oh, about 3:50.
3:50 left to go in the first half. Time out of the four, the score, Penn on top of James Madison by a tenuous 2, 22-20 from Nelligan Sports. Penn men's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
I can't choose between taking my wife or my mom to Chili's for the $20 dinner for two.
You should take your wife. You'll do what's right, honey.
So I'll just flip this coin. Tails, looks like I'm taking Dad.
That's my boy.
Who will you take to Chili's $20 dinner for two? There's 17 entrees to choose from, like our new grilled shrimp tacos made with fresh avocado. Chili's 20 for two.
Visit Chili's at 38th and Chestnut, home of Fajita Rita Mondays.
What's that big building on City Avenue? You know, right near the entrance to the expressway. It's the Crown Plaza, Philadelphia West Hotel, and its reputation is growing by the day. With its central location right off the expressway, smart folks realize it's a much better value than pricey and stuffy Center City hotels. See everything awaiting you at cpphilawest.com. That's cpphilawest.com. City Ave's crowning touch.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look
see?
Funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo,
Digital Underground, Southeast.
I'm a new fool in town, and my
in honor of Humpty Hitchens.
Sit back and enjoy it for a second. See? Humpty pronounced with an Humpty. How could you not know that, Selfie? What's wrong with you?
Humpty Hitchens, senior guard for JMU. Great name. Averages 20 points per game. And, Vidman, we mentioned this at the top. For James Madison in the game with the Penn Quakers leading 22-20 with 3:50 left to go in the first half.
How much, Selfie?
3:50.
About 3:50.
So how about A.J. Davis averaging 24 points a game? And Humpty Hitchens at 20 points a game. Their combined total tonight out of that backcourt?
Five. So, yeah, you know what? We didn't even need production assistant Drew Curran here to tell us that last night. Ashton Gibbs last night held to a season low in the first half. Davis and Hitchens just getting challenged on every shot. Now, the problem is Andre Semenoff seems to be the one finding open spots and knocking them down. 4 for 6, 10 points for Semenoff.
You now cut the line, 1-1. Front end falls, atoning for the previous miss on such an opportunity. A 1-point game, a chance for a tie right here for the Dukes. There have been 3 ties in this game. Make it 4, 22 all. Put off the bench with 4 points. Zach Rosen on the court with Cartwright, Bernardini backcourt, Hallett, Gunter frontcourt. Rosen far right on the wing. He and the Quakers right to left frontcourt left. Shot clock winding down to 15 seconds. Cartwright had the early hot hand, nothing since. Gunter back to the bucket, kick out Hallett top of the arc. Rosen with 8 seconds on the shot clock, drives foul line, pivots, kick out Bernardini, quick release near left corner, and he's got it. To put Penn back in front, 25-22.
Nice poise at the end of the shot clock right there. It looked like Cam Gunter was going to force one up. Sees an open Mike Hallett, who also looked like he was a little shooterish, but Penn remains poised. Get the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and Zach Rosen finds Tyler Bernardini in the far corner.
Team high 8 for Tyler. Far left on the wing, Diop driving to the baseline. Trails back behind to Humpty Hitchens. Rosen tightly on him. Top of the arc, kick out Davis for 3. Throws it into 10. Another tie, 5th of the game, even at 25. 2:40 to go in the first.
Miles Cartwright gets caught flat right there. I'm not sure if he was trying to help down, but he was slow getting back out. And Davis, who, as we said, off to a bit of a slow start, knocks one down right there.
Rosen, far right wing, draws the foul on James Madison. And if that's against Humpty Hickens, it is. That is his third, Vin.
Number three on my man Humpty. That's a bad foul. This late in the first half on a move that was not really attacking or going at the basket. Humpty is a senior. It's a bad mistake for a senior.
Armin Marks checks back in. Three off the inbounds. Howlett goes up strong, unscathed for Go-Ahead Deuce.
Everybody ran with Zach Rosen, and Mike Howlett was left there all by his lonesome. Nobody within 10 feet of him. Miles Cartwright, head up, gets the ball where it needs to go.
Far left baseline, Hood, the hook shot, no, rebound through the hands of Davis to Bernardini of 10. Quakers leading 27-25. Gunter gets the bump and the bucket on a terrific timeline feed from Zach Rosen.
How about, first of all, Tyler Bernardini with a man's rebound on the other end, rips one down, I think, from Hood. And Zach Rosen with the, oh man, are you sure? Are you sure? And Cam Gunner, great catch in transition and gets it up on the glass with his left hand. Man,
from the timeline,
three big plays on that sequence by 10 players.
Gunter short on the free throw with the rebound. It's Diop, so 29-25 Quakers. A minute 50 to go on the first. Nice production off the bench in the front court for the Quakers tonight. Far left on the wing, Diop, a long deuce, 29-27.
And James Madison liked that little action where they drive baseline and then throw back from whence they came. And Diop, the recipient right there, knocks down the long two.
Rosen, top of the arc, 90 seconds to go in the first half. Howard free, top of the arc for a three, high arcing rainbow shot. Capped out by Gunter to Marks of JMU.
Full selection game by Mike Hallett right there.
Julius Wells, top of the arc to Armin Marks. Field goal can either tie this game or give JMU the lead. In the near right corner, Wells pump fakes. Under the arc, kick out to the top. Marks no good for three. Rebound, Wells follows for a game tying two, 29 all. Wells' his first points, 50 seconds to go in the first. Sixth tie of the game and a timeout taken by the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball at Penn Jerome Allen.
The use it or lose it timeout there, Celtics. They're going to bring in Marin Kukoc. My guess is going to be for Fran Doherty right here. We're going to get another shooter out there on the floor. 48.7 seconds to go. Might be a little late for the two-for-one that I talk about so often, Celtics. But if you get a quick one and a quick good one in the hands of the right guy, I wouldn't be afraid to let go.
Penn and Quakers.
Sorry, Brian. Penn just needs some rebounding, ending possessions. Just got to get a couple things done. Right now being out-rebounded 14-7 by James Madison after out-rebounding Pitt last night.
Penn Quakers, so far this season here at the Palestra, just 1-3. That lone victory coming against Andy Toole and Robert Morris. Penn with the ball from right to left. Inbound into the backcourt. Rosen across the timeline. He drives to the near left side. Hands off to Cartwright. Top yard. Kukoc can't hit a three. Tap out the far right wing to Wells.
He got the quick shot, and Kukoc just way long with it. Looked like Penn might come up with one right there.
Tied up at 29, half a minute to go. 2 second differential between the game and shot clocks. A.J. Davis getting past Cartwright, hops in the lane, trails out to Diop in the near right corner. It's Wells. Matt Brady's not getting the timeout call. And finally, the officiating crew awards JMU with a timeout, 14-6 of a second to go in the first half.
Somebody was paying attention to Matt Brady. None of his players were. I actually thought that they were going to get a tie-up with Marin Kukoc right there on the drive by Diop. But now Jerome Allen got to dial it up defensively in there in the huddle. Again, you talked about it last night at the end of the half, how Penn maintained a little bit of momentum against Pitt. Got to do the same thing tonight. 11 on the shot clock, 14.6 on the game. And you know it's going to be straight up man-to-man. You're laughing at the kid out there having the time of his life.
On the floor, wiper.
Oh, ShopRite floor wipers.
That's all right, man. That's just what it's all about. Kid out there just having a good old time.
Even at 29 apiece, 14 and 6 tenths of a second to go. In the first half, back and forth, Quakers trying to secure things defensively. James Madison very strong on the perimeter so far this year. Not necessarily this game. Got to look out for Semenov. Shot clock winding down to 5 seconds, 8 seconds to go in the first. Shot clock now at 3. Davis top of the arc with 2. With 1, he didn't get the shot off. And the Quakers will get it back with 2 8 tenths of a second to play in the first.
Davis gets the ball as Cartwright sized up, is looking dead at the shot clock, and just falls asleep at the switch.
Again, you look at last night, and Pitt's shooters heated up in the second half, so this is going to be important that Penn can continue that defensive intensity for another 20 minutes.
So, towards the end of the first half, shot clock violation forced by Penn on JMU. Quakers had an inbound chance with 2 8 tenths of a second to go, threw it away. A desperation heave by A.J. Davis, a little bit wide to the left. As we stand 29-all, the sixth tie of this game, Penn and JMU, in the Philly Hoop Group Classic finale from the Palestra on this post-Thanksgiving Saturday night. Halftime show coming up with the one, the only, the iPad carrying Jonathan Tannenwald of the Philadelphia Inquirer. That is next from Elgin Sports. Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Quakers fan, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals know that feeling. As one of Fortune magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you can not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
There's one place for great basketball. That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. For lunch bags, game day, or anytime, choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place, ShopRite. And go Quakers.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
It's the Quaker Halftime Report presented by United Healthcare. With audio highlights from the first 20 minutes, feature interviews, and a full stat recap, once again with Vince Curran, here's Brian Seltzer.
Ben Quakers and James Madison battling back and forth here at the Palestra. Tied up at 29 through the first
20 minutes of play, along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming. My partners, the Vin Man, Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer on site. A happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend to you. The Penn Quakers with two games on this holiday weekend. Not the only program in the Ivy League getting an early dose of games on consecutive nights. Several teams doing the same, beginning with the Harvard Crimson. Vin Man, the Harvard Crimson now 6-0. They take the battle for Atlantis crown down there in the Bahamas with a 59-49 victory over UCF, just the second loss of the year for the Black Knights. And Harvard winning a tournament that featured number 21-ranked Florida State and number 4-ranked UConn.
What's also like getting to the Sweet 16 when you get the early upset and then you get the softer matchup in the second round? If Harvard gets UConn today, who knows? But
true,
Central Florida does some of the heavy lifting for them. Not to take away too much from it, but it's not like you set it up as if those two teams are in trouble. It's not like they went out and knocked them both off. They knocked one of them off, which is an accomplishment, and they are playing really well right now. And obviously, the clear front runner for the league right now, well deserved, and it'll be interesting to see how they progress, what happens, and how they weather whatever difficulty they have. They haven't had a whole lot so far.
So from the utopia of Paradise Island in the Bahamas to another paradise setting, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, where things are not going too well for the Princeton Tigers and Vin Man, that good old Ticket City Legends Classic.
Ticket City Legends Classic.
Yes.
Okay.
Morehead State dropping Princeton by a dozen, 68-56. The Tigers now 1-5.
So I get criticized a little bit for being too much of a homer and for expressing glee when Princeton loses and when Harvard loses. I want the league to do well, but when Princeton gets picked second by the 16 people that are picking for the league, that's when I kind of say, okay, I am going to take some joy in this, because obviously there were enough people asleep at the switch to say, oh, yeah, Princeton. They lost a lot. They can't just pick them because they're Princeton. And I think it's a disservice to Penn and Yale, who have a lot coming back. Yale in particular has a dominant big man, which you can always build around. And Penn has a Player of the Year candidate. So I take a little joy in that, but... I take a little bit of joy in Princeton losing, too, but I think the level of my glee gets kicked up a notch because of the people who picked this Ivy League poll. Just complete, and I didn't get a vote this year, either. I don't know who got our two.
I don't know. I might know one guy, but the other guy, I don't. All right, one other final score. Columbia defeats Manhattan, Penn's next opponent on Tuesday. Columbia's first win of the year, 59-41, the final in that one. At the half right now, Yale leading Army 44-38. That one being played at West Point. And Central Michigan in the Great Alaska Shootout in Anchorage leading Dartmouth by 10, 49-39, with just over 6 minutes to go. And right here at the Palestra, even at 29 between the Penn Quakers and James Madison in the Philly Hoop Group Classic finale, the great pride of the University of Pennsylvania and the Daily Pennsylvanian, John Tannenwald, now of the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philly.com, on the other side. From Nelligan Sports, Penn Men's Basketball, 950 ESPN, it's the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
What would you give to play the way you used to? With your team? Your racket? Your grandkids? What would you do to improve your backhand? Your jump shot? Your quality of life? The answer is Penn Orthopedics. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News & World Report, Penn Orthopedics has been revolutionizing the treatment of joint, spine, and sports injuries with new techniques. Like joint surgery that uses state-of-the-art implants and tiny incisions. Plasma therapy that heals injuries using your body's own cells. and an innovative sports medicine program that uses a team approach. Penn Medicine has more ways to help you recover faster. When faced with injury and pain, when you need to get back on your feet, when you're ready to start feeling better, life is worth Penn Orthopedics. To learn more, visit PennMedicine.org or call 800-789-PENN. 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Intermission at the Palestra, tied up at 29 between the Penn Quakers and James Madison, a pair of 500 teams looking to reestablish some early season momentum. Along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, and my partner, Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer on site. From the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly.com, the great Jonathan Tannenwald, no stranger to these parts. Impressions, Jonathan, so far of the Penn Quakers now, what is it, 6.5 games into this new year?
Well, this evening for starters, and in the last two games, Henry Brooks, I think, has gotten some very valuable minutes against teams of better conferences, certainly last night a better team. And I think that experience will serve him well. An early opportunity to learn how to play on back-to-back nights. Obviously, guys like Zach Rosen and Tyler Bernardini already know how to do that. But I like what I've seen from the team as a whole so far. I think their defense is much improved from last year. I think their ball movement, which has always been a hallmark of the Fran Dunphy coaching tree, which obviously Jerome Allen is a part of, is also much improved this year.
Penn Quakers and JMU tied up at 29.5. And, I mean, Zach Rosen, you've watched him the last three seasons now going into senior season. In the first half, Zach Rosen chipping in for the Penn Quakers with a total of 6 points, but so far he hasn't scored fewer than 19 in a single game this season.
Well, first of all, it's hard to believe he's a senior already.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Makes me feel a little old, even though I'm not very. But he's having a terrific season. He has put himself in the Ivy League Player of the Year race. He probably was already, but even more so. You can argue that he's put himself in the Easy Award race for the Big Five Player of the Year. That competition will probably evolve over the course of the season. We'll see if Ramon Moore and Malik Williams probably are the other guys right now who I think are the main candidates. But what a terrific season he's having. He's putting this team on his back, and he is really leading them, which I think they all appreciate.
What to be expected of a outstanding senior captain, Zach Rosen, chatting with Jonathan Tannenwald of Philly.com and the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can also check out his coverage on the Soft Pretzel Logic blog, 29 All Penn and JMU at the half. Vince and I were talking the previous segment, going around the league with the scoreboard. Harvard, 59-49, winning the battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas, defeating UCF earlier today. You had a chance to catch up with Tommy Amaker, head coach of the Crimson, a few weeks ago prior to the start of the season. And what was his mindset, his level of expectation heading into this year?
His mindset is twofold. One, to manage expectations, to keep their egos from getting too big, because obviously they're the favorite to win the league, and everybody knows it. But also to remind them to have fun, to enjoy the ride, to embrace where they are. I think they've done that so far. We've seen, obviously, this weekend they've had some great results. Maybe they got a little help from some of the other results in the tournament.
Yeah.
But look, they're coming home with a big piece of trophy, a big piece of glass silverware, and that's a good thing for them. It'll get them some exposure in Boston. I think the NBA lockout, obviously, is over now, but they've gotten a lot of attention in Boston. We know that Boston is not a great college basketball market, but they've really been able to carve out some space for themselves, and I think that's going to help them over the course of this season and in further years.
You are very in tune with what happens in the Ivy League. Before I let you go, thoughts on how things might shake up? We just discussed Harvard, Princeton now 1-5, Yale possibly 3-2 by night 10.
Yale has a big guy in Greg Mangano and a couple of guards who know how to get him the ball. And in college basketball, we've seen before, that can take you a long way.
Yeah.
I voted Yale second in the preseason poll, Harvard first. I voted Penn third. On the evidence that I've seen so far, I might be willing to move Penn up to second. We'll see if they can keep playing as well as they have been. They don't always keep the defense at the high level that I think they need to in order to jump over Yale, but they're capable of doing it, and we will see tonight, obviously, and going forward, whether they can keep it going.
Always great catching up with the great Jonathan Tannenwald of Philly.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer, former scribe on the beat for the Daily Pennsylvania here at Penn. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
My pleasure, sir. Good talking to you.
All right, 29 all, Penn JMU, rejoined by the Vin Man after this. And the start of the second half on the way from Elegant Sports, 10 men's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Center.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker E-Pass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
As a smart consumer, you want to be rewarded for your purchases. That's why we're pleased to offer you the Penn Platinum Plus Visa Card with World Points Rewards, brought to you by Bank of America. This card offers an outstanding combination of services and benefits while giving you the flexibility to choose the rewards you really want. With every account opened and every purchase made, Bank of America helps support Penn student and alumni programming. Learn more or apply today at alumni.upenn.edu.
A very mild, comfortable Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Cool night here inside the Palestra. 29 apiece. James Madison at 2-2 out of the Colonial Athletic Association. The Penn Quakers, obviously, from the Ivy League. 3-3, loses at 2 straight. Vin Man, news, notes, nuggets from the first 20 minutes of play that stand out to you.
18-8 rebounding advantage for James Madison. That's just not going to get it done. On a positive note for Penn, you hold James Madison to 4-for-10 from 3 after a 15-of-34 performance yesterday against Rider. So 15 three-point field goals would be way too much. 4.5, 8 for a game, not bad against a team like this. You do a good job on A.J. Davis and Humpty Hitchens holding them to 8 points. But Andre Semenoff, 10 big ones for James Madison early. From the Penn perspective, Tyler Bernardini leading the way with 8 points and 4 rebounds. Zach Rosen, only one shot in the first half, a made 3, 5 points, 5 assists. Penn needing to get it done on the glass in the second half.
Needing to get this win, trying to maintain some early season momentum with the ball. Left to right, front court right, starting 5 on the floor. Give that to you in a moment. Belcour dribbles to the near right wing, holds the right pivot foot down. Shot clock at 20 for Penn, which is interesting because there are 18 seconds gone by here in the second half. Doherty back to the bucket, near right low post, turns to his right off the glass, a little bit too much. Rebound secured by Belcour, and a fresh 35 for Penn. There's a rebound, Vinman. Cartwright, far left baseline, skips it near corner to Belcour. Top of the arc, Rosen. 3-for-3. The bounce won't go. Rebound, Belcour again for Penn. Cartwright sets up far left. Count it from the outside. Big, big possession for Penn.
Rob Belcour says, again, hustle play after hustle play. He did it in the first half and starts off picking Penn up twice. And Miles Cartwright, the recipient, and knocks down the 3.
Cartwright had the first 6 for Penn. Silent since then up until that bucket. Top of the arc. Humpty Hitchens can't hit for JMU. Team Swindle battling for the rebound along with Miles Cartwright. Knocked out of bounds by Cartwright.
So Hitchens comes off the screen right there. He's open, and Zach Rosen closes out. Fran Doherty just doesn't get enough of a body on Swindle. And as we said, he is a big slab of beef.
Julius Wells on the exchange to Hitchens. Lost the ball. Quakers get it back. At the 10th turnover of the game for JMU. So the personnel for Penn is Rosen, Cartwright, and Bernardini in the backcourt. And up front, Belcour and Doherty. They're just
what Jerome Allen's doing right there.
Make a gesture to signal a play. I'll have to investigate that one afterwards. Rob Belcour dribbles out of the arc near right. Top of the key to Miles Cartwright. Bernardini near right baseline. Pulls up. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Doherty patiently waits. Gets contact. No connection. But Doc will head to the line.
Brand Doherty there now. It's the second possession in a row where Penn gets an offensive rebound. And Fran Doherty there after Tyler Bernardini. Again, I like what he does when he's not feeling it from 3. Look at that up fake power dribble. Fran Doherty physical on the backside. And then does the, my father called it last week, the Catholic League pump fake. To get the players in the air. Doesn't make the layup, but gets a chance for the free throws. Makes the first. Nice playing with house money, Selton.
Doherty crouches, shooting 2 all right with the right hand. A brick off the back there, and Swindle is fouled by Belcourt fighting for the rebound, and Swindle, as a smile spreads across his face, kind of...
Sure. How Rob Belcourt could push Swindle over. As big and thick as he is, Rob Belcourt would need a running start. And I still think he bounces off him.
Stockton now 7 for 12 from the foul line this year. Semenov pushing in far right high post. Turnaround, short off the rim, drawing iron with the rebound to Belcourt.
Good job by Fran Dockery, challenging Semenov. He got a lot of open looks in the first, not so here in the second.
Belcourt, the take, gets the rattle, the roll home, and the Quakers stretch it to a 6-point lead, 35-29. Largest lead of the game for Penn.
Rob Belcourt a little kicked off right there, I think, at that last call. He decided he was getting one in the air and attacked the rim.
A.J. Davis slicing inside. Finger roll finish for two. He has six.
Miles Cartwright not happy with Fran Dockery, saying, Fran, you got to help me out there. Davis goes past both of them like they're standing still, and Belcourt smartly does not commit the foul coming over.
Rosen right-hand dribble near right wing. Top of the arc, Belcourt swings it back to Dockery atop the arc. Shot clock at 20. A minute 40 into the second half. Shot clock now winding down to 12. Belcourt slips inside, draws the foul on Swindle.
Rob Belcourt, I think, likes playing the four-man a little bit. He flashes hard to that low block the way you're supposed to, sits down, seals his man off, and goes up quickly and with aggression, and it's going to get two free throws out of it.
Rob Belcourt on the game with 4 points. First one falls for the right-handed shooting senior out of Lake Forest, Illinois, Rob Belcourt. Rob sat out 7 games, including 6 of his last 10 last year. Never fully healthy in 2010-2011, but Vin Manning has been just flat-out awesome to see Rob at full strength despite his miss on that free throw there. 36-31 down the floor. Davis Terry picking for two.
Cherry picking, but Penn defensively completely falls asleep right there. I think Davis came down to talk to Matt Brady and then just kept going, and nobody says anything.
36-33, Penn, top of the arc, Belcourt, pump fake, drives foul line, kick out Dockery, near right baseline, can't bury the jumper, rebound Swindle. Swindle got the start, but played sparing minutes in the first half. Don't want to get A.J. Davis going. He's had 20 points in all 4 of his previous games, and a foul on the court committed by the Quakers.
And that's a Pommy violation.
Rosen.
That's a Pommy. It looks like a Pommy violation to me. Zach Rosen, tough whistle right there for him.
Two team fouls each team now here in the second. Tossed out top of the arc to the recently subbed in Louis Diop. Far right along the baseline. Wells is stripped by Cartwright. Cartwright into the front court, glides in, too strong. Wells there for the rebound.
Gotta have that. I don't even know what else to say.
And you know, Vin, man, this is not to call Cartwright on it, but that's happened now a couple times over the last few years. A clear lane to the hoop, but just no finish.
And Davis bails out on it.
Humpty Hissons looked like he might have walked. Kick out Davis near left for three, and he ties the game up. Tough swing, and that is the seventh tie of the game. So Davis starting to find the stroke here in the second half.
All those little mini swings we talk about over and over again, Celtie.
Top of the arc, Belcourt, Bernardini free, far left corner, picked up by Wells. Dockery drives baseline over the shoulder, no offensive rebound. Belcourt tries for the putback. Bernardini falling the floor on the shot as well. Rebound to JMU.
But Bernardini actually got fouled on the attempt right there. No call.
Step back. Hitchens an air ball and a foul committed by the Dukes of James Madison.
It was the Dukes.
It is. Now, would you consider Vin Man Trading Places holiday movie?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. Dan Aykroyd eating the salmon through the Santa beard. Are you kidding?
It is not one of only the all-time classic holiday movies, but a great movie representing this fair city of Philadelphia. 15-23 to play. Timeout on the floor. The score is seventh tie of this game at 36. From Elegant Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
We would like to welcome our newest addition to Franklin Field, Reese. Reese serves and caters delicious, all-natural, nutritionally balanced food and drink to people who care about their bodies. Come by for 100% vine-ripened crushed fruit smoothies, a variety of hot and cold coffee, espresso and teas, as well as freshly made sandwiches and salads to suit all tastes. For natural, nutrient-rich products that invigorate the body and mind, come to Reese, located on the north side of Franklin Field, next to Gate 2. Reese, your fountain of refreshment.
Sprint Turf wishes good luck to the Quaker basketball team and is a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Sprint Turf has been the University of Pennsylvania's choice in synthetic turf since 2004, when the surface was installed on the beautiful and historic Franklin Field. If your school is considering a turf field, or perhaps you have a landscaping project at home, make Sprint Turf your first call at 877-686-TURF. Visit us online at SprintTurf.com.
Winding down the 2011 Philly Hoop Group Classic. Terrific event been then put on by the Hoop Group, led by our pal Rob Kennedy, also of the Comcast Network and Comcast Sportsnet. Penn and James Madison tied at the half. Quakers had a 6-0 run to start this second half, but Madison has charged right back into it, even at 36-15, 23 to go in the second period.
A.J. Davis starting to heat up, 5 points at halftime, 7 already here in the second half, Celtics. So Penn, between Davis and Hitchens, got to be careful. Can't let those two get going.
Enoch Hood checking in, takes the inbounds pass. James Madison with the ball, and whistle-stopping play. Officiating crew, interestingly enough, will meet first.
Another shot clock issue.
Oh, Penn was saying it was their ball.
This is
John Anderson, Bill McCarthy, and Brent Hampton talking things over. And now, heading over to the official scorer's table to...
I was asleep at the switch because the center's going like, this does not feel right to me.
Right. So 15-23 put back on the game clock.
All right.
And the Quakers with the ball with Cartwright, Belcourt, Bernardini, Doherty, and Rosen, the starting five on the hardwood.
Now here's the play Penn runs where they run. Zach Rosen across the staggered screens at the elbows.
Cartwright free, far left baseline, kick out Rosen near right for three, around the rim and through, a big deposit from deep for Zach Rosen, Penn back in front, 39-36.
And when Rob Belcourt touches the ball, it just gets to the right place. At that time, he gets it to Cartwright, he gets it to Rosen. He is really doing a lot for Penn's efforts tonight.
Rosen now with 7, shot clock at 20 for JMU. Wells pump fakes on the right perimeter, on the far right baseline, Diop no good. Rebound brought in by Hood, trickles out to the timeline to Hitchens. Near left in the corner, Davis, a reciprocation three to knot it up at 39.
I thought that was over the top. I'm not sure what else Tyler Bernardini's supposed to do right there. He's boxing out. And Enoch comes over the top of him.
Doherty wants it in the lane, draws contact, won't get the bucket.
Kelsey, the boat's taking on water. Time to bail out because Fran yes. Doherty gets completely bailed out on the base. Oh my goodness, he's shooting that ball back over his head. He's turning to his strong hand, but he never completes the turn. He actually barely starts it, but gets the benefit of the call.
Fran Doherty unable to unknot the 39-39 tie. And he is now the 1-for-3 from the free throw line. All Philadelphia Classic Catholic League team selection his senior year, 0-for-2. An offensive rebound again for Penn, courtesy of Rob Belcourt.
Belcourt completely bails out Fran Doherty right there. Just battling on the baseline. Fran steps up and misses two. And Rob Belcourt just works. Now his 6th rebound, 4 of them offensive.
15 foul against JMU, second half. Rosen, top of the arc. Belcourt, far left wing. Back to Zach, top of the key. Bernardini, entry pass Hallett. Back to the bucket, near right baseline. Hands off Belcourt. Trails behind Cartwright, has Bernardini. who rolls it to Hallett, far left baseline. A lot of movement. Here's the shot. Cartwright, far left wing. Bouncing off the iron. Kept alive by Bernardini. He throws it right to Davis. Two on one, JMU. Davis in the lane. Foul and the finish to give JMU the lead back at 41-39. And Davis taking over here in the second half. And he'll head to the foul line.
He kicks him. Somebody from Penn, I think, should... I don't know what the rule is exactly, but if he kicks him, they should go to the monitor to see how he kicks him.
Second personal foul.
I think they are going to look. Good job. All right, here we go.
Very thorough officiating crew, Vin Man, as we see the replay on the exceptional crystal clear HD screen.
Kicks him right in the face.
The play will stand, and it'll be one shot for AJ
Wins. So poor Zach Rosen gets kicked in the face. I thought they were going to. I guess there was no Ndamukong Suh stomp right there. Just happened to catch him in the grill.
Davis tacks on with the smooth stroke, his 17th point of the game. 42-39, James Madison has not led since midway through the first half. Quakers only 3 points since bursting out to a 6-0 run to start this second half. Belcourt has Cartwright alone in the far left corner. Can't connect for three. A rebound taken down by Davis. Doing it defensively, and he walked.
Good call. Good call. Nick he gets Davis just to kind of pick it up just a little bit. It feels like too many threes right now for Penn.
Yeah,
they've gone into the post a couple of times, but there hasn't really been anything attacking, anything going at the basket.
Gene Swindle back in for JMU, which sends Enoch Hood to the bench. Unfortunately for the Quakers, A.J. Davis still out there. Bernardini, top of the arc. Here he throws it away, far side. Kept alive by Hitchens. Bernardini recovers in the backcourt across the timeline of Belcourt, igniting the rack. And he's able to draw a push foul off of Louis Diaz.
James Madison wanted a traveling violation, as we said last night about Pitt. When they were dictating the action, they were getting a call. That time, Rob Belcourt just dove so hard, he got the call. I actually did think he traveled, though.
JMU might have had a case, but a fresh 35 for Penn. 6 minutes, 50 seconds into the second half. Ball kicked off the foot of Diop, but Belcourt recovers with the steal. Will he be given the timeout? No, he'll be called for a walk. And as he flops to his fanny on the floor. And then Jerome Allen gets teed up.
I don't think Jerome Allen got teed up.
I think he might have been good, man. Two shots being awarded to JMU. And it looks like for the second time this year, Jerome Allen slapped with the technical foul.
I think he gets the bench for that. I'm not sure whether that was Jerome Allen or not.
Trying to take a look at the replay screen as Davis shoots to our left with the right hand. With free throws on the way. Davis short off the iron on his first.
Full justice right there. Self-doubt that that was a quick tee. He didn't show him up. He must have. Somebody must have dropped the wrong word over there on the Penn bench. It's the only thing I can guess, because there was no hesitation.
Paul Cotton on his second, a transfer from Wyoming, where he in 2009-2010 played in 22 games, starting 19, averaging 10 points a game. JMU gets the ball. A big swing in favor of the Dukes, leading by four. Largest lead of the game for JMU, 43-39.
Penn's been okay defensively. Just offensively, they can't get anything going right now.
Diaz feeding Swindle, far right baseline. Turnaround, rattles out. Rebound above the rim. Tapped out of bounds on the far right baseline by Julius Wells.
I heard the Comcast feed behind us, the great Mark Zumos. Is Swindle getting away with a walk? And I'm sitting here pumping my arms, saying he's walking.
How great is that? Zoo doing a game. Over the rack, brought down by JMU and Humphrey Hitchens. Wells near left baseline draws a double team kick out. A.J. Davis shakes coverage, finger roll off the iron, no. Bernardini holds his ground for the rebound.
Penn very fortunate right now. James Madison could be opening it up a little bit, and they have not.
Cartwright runner, no. Offensive rebound, Hallett tapped in the backcourt by Hitchens, and an inverted elbow. It looks like Bernardini catching Hitchens, and JMU will get the ball. That the 15th foul against Penn here in the second half with 12:04 to go. Yep.
Tyler Bernardini knew he was going to get beat to the ball. So they're going to call him with the blocking foul. James Madison bench went ballistic, and they had a case. So now the 15th foul on Penn, Celtics.
That is the fifth. And James Madison, the Quakers, not having scored a field goal in almost 5 minutes game time, Vindman, taking advantage. And now the officiating crew, Vindman, you've mentioned this.
They're going to go take a look
a couple times this year. Why don't you explain it again?
Yep, they're going to go take a look. If there is an elbow to a player's head, it's an automatic two shots on the ball. So they're going to go see. I think Tyler Bernardini just steps in. I don't know. It may look like he throws the elbow on the replay, but I think he really pretty much just steps in. The officials, good job. In and out quickly. We're good.
If anything, it would have been, you'd have to deem it incidental contact on.
Oh, there was, yeah, Tyler intended to foul him right there. Not a foul. He intended to impede his progress. It was a foul. I don't think there was any malice, trying to jack somebody up or anything like that.
So, Penn, just one more to give. JMU at 16 fouls with the ball and on a momentum-securing run. Quakers bring in Cameron Crocker and Henry Brooks. Hitchens nearly lost the handle, top of the arc. JMU right to left, front court left. And Henry Brooks whistled for the foul. 11:48 remaining in regulation. Timeout on the floor. The score, JMU surging in front of Penn, 43-39. From Elegant Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN. It is the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Next time you're visiting Palestra, anywhere else on campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks of University City, located at 3818 Chestnut Street. Abner's Cheesesteaks, home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. Penn Quakers trailing by 4 points, 43-39, having lost two straight games, a back-and-forth battle with the Wagner Seahawks. That was on Tuesday, and then last night falling by 20 to Pitt, largest loss for Penn since that January 3rd defeat at Rupp Arena last year. Well, it's actually this year, but last season. JMU with the basketball. Quakers have a backcourt trio of Crocker, Cartwright, and Rosen, going a little bit small with Belcour and Brooks up front. Humpty Hitchens, top of the arc to Wells. Wells pulls up the three straight away, and he's got it. 46-39, James Madison.
Henry Brooks leaves Wells with the ball, who gives him a little pump fake. Henry retreats, I think, trying to help on Swindle. And Wells has all sorts of time, all sorts of space, and knocks one down.
Ball free near right baseline. Brooks settles it down. Top of the arc. Crocker pulls the trigger. No triple. Easy offensive board. Rosen. In the lane, nearly lost the handle, goes to Cartwright, top of the arc. Shot clock reset for Penn. Brooks gets the lob, tossed back from the bucket, near right baseline. A great move to get rid of Davis. He shakes in for two, does Brooks.
He's solid when he gets his feet underneath him. When he starts to reach or gets his shoulders away from his core, he throws up some wild ones. But that one right there, he just abused Davis.
Brooks had four field goals coming into tonight through his first five games. He has three tonight, a career-high six. 46-41, and yes, it is.
What's the call? A
timeout.
Oh.
Is going to be given to
Matt Brady. I thought they were going to get the five-second call right there. Rob Belcour was beating it up like it was his job. And Matt Brady looks like he sensed the same thing, but gets in the official's ear right before the call would have been made. And the Dukes maintain possession, Celtics.
Penn Quakers taking on Manhattan on Tuesday at a 7 o'clock tip-off. You can hear the coverage right here on 950 ESPN AM terrestrially. A live video and audio stream available on PennAthletics.com. And that will wrap up a run for the Penn Quakers of four consecutive games. I beg your pardon. Yeah, four consecutive games at home, then heading on the road. Back-to-back stretch of... Well, Villanova, okay, so that's a home game for the Vin Man.
That's right, that'll be an easy one, Celtics. Easy in, easy out.
And then...
Baseline establishment at some point around 9:15, 9:30. Not wasting any time that night, Celtics.
And then on to Quaker Airways at the UCLA on Saturday, December the 10th. That game can be played at the Honda Center in Anaheim as Pauley Pavilion undergoes renovations.
It was disappointing. You know, you want to go, if you're going to go out there and play UCLA, you'd love to get a chance to visit the Hallowed Halls. But either way, Celtics going to be a nice trip. A lot of Penn players from that area. Tyler Bernardini, Miles Cartwright, Cam Crocker. Another player coming next year from that area. So I don't think I'm allowed to mention him by name. I think that would be a violation. So I'm just going to hit a...
So the Daily Pennsylvanian reports.
There we go. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I believe
so
the Daily
Pennsylvanian, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, so we'll contribute it to that. Yeah. 10:38 to go in the second half. The Quakers trying to stem the tide of a James Madison momentum swing, trailing by five, 46-41. JMU with the ball from right to left, front court left. It'll be the very dangerous A.J. Davis, who on the game has 19 points, trying to get to 20. For the fifth time in JMU's five games.
He's getting his, and we're going to find out whether Humpty is a team guy, Humpty Hitchens, or whether he's a get-mine kind of guy. If he starts jacking him.
Drives the lane, five of the shot clock, draws the foul. So Humpty Hitchens,
right on cue. Right on cue. Humpty Hitchens stood up there, was not giving that ball up unless there was a gun put through his head. He was getting his shot.
Just 3 points for Humpty Hitchens, who had deposited double figures through his first four games. Actually, won the Ohio State Championship right-handed shooter, shooting two all right. It's good, 47-41. Facing a Libby High School team led by Julius Wells, who is also on the floor with JMU right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay. I'm not sure I do either. 47-41, JMU can't make it a seven-point lead as Hitchens goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Game total now at four. Approaching the 10-minute mark here in the second half, 47-41, Madison. Belcour, far left corner, up top to Rosen. Patrick Lucas Perry in the game, working it down low to Brooks. The turnaround, too strong off the glass.
So he throws some great ones up there, and then he takes a 14-foot jumper from 12 feet away. He's still getting his sea legs underneath him. That one a little wild.
Belcour challenging Davis, left-hand dribble, top
thank
of the arc,
you.
And there
thank
is
you.
The five.
All right, good
violence.
Job, Rob Belcour. Yeah. He is just getting after it.
Von Kukoc will sub in for his fellow Illinoisan. Rob Belcour, Pop Tony was in the crowd earlier on. And a 6-0 run, first 3.5 minutes of this second half. Only 5 points since then. Rosen, far left. Kick out top of the arc, deflects to Kukoc. Kukoc, dribble handoff to Patrick Lucas Perry. Where's the offense going to come from here?
It's going to come from Zach Rosen and Tyler Bernardini first.
Rosen pull up, far left, high post. High arcing shot, finds the bottom of the pot. 47-43, Quakers down by four.
And three relatively inexperienced players out there for Jerome Allen, Patrick Lucas Perry, Henry Brooks, and Marin Kukoc. So they're getting baptism by fire.
Davis, top of the arc, Diop. Good production off the bench for Matt Brady and JMU. Near left high post to Andre Semenov. Backing in to his right. Shot waved off. Is there a foul or travel call? Foul against Penn. That'll be the eighth Quaker team foul.
And he's on him as he goes through the lane.
I beg your pardon.
Here's Tony Kukoc up on the video board right there as his son gets called for the foul right there. I don't think he was too pleased with it.
Realizing that he's up there on the Comcast Sportsnet feed on the HD scoreboard. Played for the 76ers, Vin Man.
Indeed he did, Selfie.
Sixth Man of the Year Award winner. In 1995 and 1996, front end is good for Semenov. Who had a strong first half, makes it 48-43. 8:57 remaining in regulation. JMU looking for its first win on the road this year. Semenov connects, 49-43. Rose into the Quakers, a little bit of an offensive lull. Most of JMU's games have been played at a high pace. This one, a little bit more of a scrap. Kukoc free, top of the arc, drills it from the outside. Marin Kukoc, his second career three-pointer. Quakers slice the deficit in half.
Face up, four-man Marin Kukoc right there. Gets the down screen and pops up. And the ball goes back from whence they came.
Top of the arc, Diop, short off the iron for three. Patrick Lucas Perry, second rebound of the year. Driving near right baseline. Beats Kukoc right high post. Trails behind to Zach Rosen.
Good job by Zach Rosen. Calming it down right there. Patrick Lucas Perry attacking. I was fortunate. A couple chances to knock that ball away right there. It doesn't happen.
Brooks, bump off. Baseline jumper is good for Henry Brooks, who's got eight. And 10 within one. 49-48, eight to play. Welcome, Henry Brooks. Here's Humpty Hitchens, who's fouled by Patrick Lucas Perry at the top of the arc. That'll be the ninth. 10-team foul against the JMU team that, you know, is hot or cold from the line. Patrick Lucas Perry some minutes off the bench. That is first. 7:52 to play in the second half. The Quakers trimming the disadvantage to a point. 49-48 JMU from Elegant Sports. Penn Men's Basketball at 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
What would you give to play the way you used to? With your team? Your racket? Your grandkids? What would you do to improve your backhand? Your jump shot? Your quality of life? The answer is Penn Orthopedics. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News & World Report, Penn Orthopedics has been revolutionizing the treatment of joint, spine, and sports injuries with new techniques. Like joint surgery that uses state-of-the-art implants and tiny incisions, plasma therapy that heals injuries using your body's own cells, and an innovative sports medicine program that uses a team approach. Penn Medicine has more ways to help you recover faster. When faced with injury and pain, when you need to get back on your feet, when you're ready to start feeling better, life is worth Penn Orthopedics. To learn more, visit PennMedicine.org or call 800-789-PENN.
.52 to play in the second half. Quakers deficit at a point, 49-48. Penn Athletics would like to remind all fans they can receive $4 off an upper end court ticket for select games when purchasing tickets online at PennAthletics.com/tickets by entering the promo code SHOPRITE11, SHOPRITE, and the number 11. Fans can also present their ShopRite Price Plus Club card at the ticket office on game day and receive $4 off an upper end court ticket for select games. Special promo runs during this year's entire men's basketball season. ShopRite, one place,
your place.
Along with our
place.
Coordinator.
Yes, our place.
Yes.
Paul Estrup.
And our studio coordinator tonight, Betsy Demon. Partners, the Vin Man, Vince Curran. So, you know, Vin Man, under the 8-minute media timeout, the Quakers are right there.
This game, you look at it statistically, but the teams are really evenly matched, and then one thing jumps out at you. James Madison, 8 for 12 from the free throw line, 10, 4 for 9.
Here is Humpty Hitchens. Right-handed shooter to our left, front end, rattles off, rebound. Tyler Bernardini, his 8th of the game.
DB getting it done on the defensive end, defensive rebounding end.
6 lead changes in this game. A field goal puts Penn back in front. Bernardini tossing to Brooks. To his left, draws a hook foul.
But now Henry Brooks is going to get a one-on-one.
Brooks and with 8 points.
8 points for Henry Brooks. And looks like he's starting to feel it a little bit. 0 for 4 last night from the line. So as Krusty the Clown said about the Washington Generals when he bet on them, they were due. Henry is due right now to knock down.
That's
just some analysis for you, Celtics.
Front end for the tie, the 8th tie of this game. And 9 points for Henry Brooks. Enter the game with 8. Looking to get in double figures for the first time. And he gives Penn the lead.
7-0 Penn run and take a 1-point lead. And Humpty Hitchens with the ball in his hands against Zach Rosen.
Going to be Hitchens and Davis. Crowd stirring at the Palestra. Hitchens to the top of the arc. Draws a double team. 7-3. Near left. Off the mark. Chris 3. Foul on the floor. Is going to be called against Bernardini at the foul line. Battling with Wells for positioning for the rebound.
And Tyler's just a little frustrated, I think, right there. He's working so hard. Long shot leads to a long rebound. I think Tyler's been, I boxed out him right here. I'm in a good spot. And it comes off in a bad spot for him. Wells gets the rebound. And Tyler, a little frustrated.
And that's the 10th team foul, Vin Man, for the Quakers. First free throw is good for Wells. And there is our 9th tie of the night. 2008-2009 CAA Rookie of the Year. He started at JMU, freshman record, 34 games. Strokes his 2nd. James Madison leading 51-50 with 7 minutes, 15 seconds to go.
Pace is favored Penn tonight. James Madison wants to play a high possession game. Penn dictated the way this game is going to be played, and they're right where they want to be.
Near right of the wing, Zach Rosen. Shot clock at 15 seconds. 7 minutes to go. Rosen, right hand dribble, top of the arc. Pulls the trigger. No good for 3. Rebound to the foul line, secured by Hitchens.
Every time you see Zach Rosen take a shot, you expect it to go in.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, he comes off and just happens to miss one. A little quick on the release maybe, but the shot that he has been making with regularity.
Rosen sitting on 9 points. Davis has Semenov free in the near left corner. Locks in for a long 3. Can't leave him alone. 54-50, James Madison.
Henry Brooks hedging so hard on that high ball screen that he can't recover quickly enough, and Semenov continues to make Penn pay.
15 points for Semenov. Rosen far left of the wing. Kukoc top of the arc. Hoists. Can't get the bounce for 3. Rebound underneath by Wells.
He's at home, isn't he? Supposed to get a home team bounce right there. Man, that one hit softly, bounced up and down a couple of times. And not able to get one to fall.
6 minutes left, 54-50 JMU. Both teams needing this game, each with a 500 record. Far right of the wing, Wells, right-hand dribble. Switching, Semenov turns baseline through Brooks, hands off.
That's out of bounds. Good call.
Good call. Step over the end
good
line.
Call.
Back to Penn on the unforced team's turnover.
Actually should have been a hook first, I thought, but then you get the stepping out of bounds call, so if you're Penn, you'll take it. Defensive stop, heading in the other direction.
Quakers trailing by 4. Zach Rosen leads the charge as Marin Kukoc is relieved for Rob Belcourt. Cartwright near right on the wing, stops, pivots back to Rosen. Just in front of the Penn bench near sideline right. Shot clock at 20. Rosen backs it out under the timeline, near right side of the floor, pushes off an offensive foul. He did hit the shot, but it's wiped out. Zach Rosen with his 3rd personal foul, Vin Man, and
he'll walk, and he extends the arm. A relatively easy call for the officials. But Zach getting bodied up again. He gets a little frustrated there at the end of the shot clock.
Quakers looking to keep this within a couple of possessions. Davis has seven off. No hesitation. High arcing shot. No good for three. Near left corner.
Another man's rebound by Tyler Bernardini. Just battling.
Cartwright near right corner. The spark plug at the start of the first and second halves. Brooks pump fakes. Drives baseline. Robbed by Hitchens. Ahead of the pack. To the 10. Finishes for two. 56-50. And Jerome Allen takes the timeout with 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play.
Henry Brooks giveth, Henry Brooks taketh away. Like the ball gets a little away from his body right there. And he's not, he might not be used. I can't say what he faced in high school, but he may not be used to a guy like Hitchens diving in on him as that ball was out there. And he just picks him clean and gets the run out.
James Madison with a 17-point win versus Ryder yesterday afternoon. Looking for their first back-to-back sequence of wins this season. The early part of last year, the strength for Matt Brady's team, they won 15 of their first 18 before finishing by losing 9 of their last 15 in conference play. Penn Quakers trailing 56-50, 4:53 left in the second half. Tin Man, if you just look at the scoreboard, doesn't seem like an insurmountable deficit, but based upon the tenor of this game, you know, 6 points, not insignificant.
Well, Penn has struggled so much offensively here in the second half just to get any kind of rhythm going. And not that James Madison's really getting it done either. It's just they are a hint more efficient offensively than Penn is.
Bernardini takes the shot, foul line, runner no, rebound to Diop.
Yeah, that's another one you're used to seeing going in right there. Tyler Bernardini does a great job to get to 12 feet, raises up, elevates. And just doesn't get it to go. Hits the back of the iron. So the last three for Penn.
No question like foul on Bernardini, top of the arc.
Well, he's trying to keep the count going. So as Tyler Bernardini's reaching out with his hands, Wells does a good job of just riding it right through and drawing what is the fourth foul on Tyler Bernardini. So I think you're going to get Marin Kukoc in, and that will take Rob Belcour from the four spot to the three spot.
Kind roll right there, Vin Man, benefiting the Quakers as that one looked like it was on the way down and then rattled out. Wells, senior forward from Toledo, Ohio, 0-2. Belcour bolts in for the board. Remains a six-point game, 56-50, 4:15 to play.
That's a big one, if not for the numbers, just kind of the feel. You needed to see something go right for Penn. It does. And now you need to get a good shot here in the half court.
Rosen draws a hand check foul on Humpty Hitchens.
Payback, Humpty.
That is his fourth.
Total for Humpty had three in the first half, so he's played 16 minutes without committing a foul here in the second half. But that's a total payback call right there. Zach Rosen has a tough one on the previous possession. Gets a little hand check.
Zach Rosen, the Southpaw shooting senior. There are some members of the red and blue crew here tonight. Shooting in that direction. Front end bounces in for Zach Rosen. 56-51. And Vin Man, that puts Zach Rosen at the double figure mark with
11 now.
I beg your pardon. You did that, Sam. Seeking to get to a dozen, and that one is perfect for Rosen. Quakers within four with 4 minutes to go, 56-52. It's been a fun Thanksgiving weekend here at the Palestra.
Double screen now for Hitchens. Miles Cartwright switches from Rosen. And solid defensively on this first tip.
A lob by Semenov, thrown away over the near left baseline. He was looking for Julius Wells. Didn't come up with the conversion on the pass.
Good ball pressure by Mike Hallett after the ball gets, the dribble gets killed. They go to the lob. And just a little long, Penn gets the ball back.
3:48 remaining in regulation. Time out of the floor to score. Penn down by four, 56-52 from Nelligan Sports. Penn men's basketball on 950 ESPN. It's the Penn Sports Network.
There's one place for great basketball.
That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. Lunch bags, game day, or anytime, choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place, ShopRite. And go Quakers.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker e-pass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
Like what you're hearing tonight, or maybe even if you don't like necessarily what you're hearing, but what you're hearing about tonight, the money to come out and support the Quakers in person. The individual tickets are cheaper than you might think. Next time you're planning an event or a birthday for your group, consider a Penn Athletics event. Groups of 20 or more can get discounted Penn Athletics tickets. Just go online on the ticket page at PennAthletics.com/tickets or call 215-898-6151. 3 minutes, 48 seconds remaining in regulation. And the Penn Quakers, Vince Curran, trailing 56-42.
And Penn to the inbound, bring it full court. My guess is Miles Cartwright brings the ball up. And you're going to run Zach Rosen off that staggered elbow screen, try and get him a shot. And here we go. Miles Cartwright bringing the ball up.
Quakers have Hallett, Kukoc front court, Belcour, Rosen also in the back court. Zach top of the arc to Kukoc, looking down low, nothing there. Exchange with Cartwright, goes awry, dived on by Julius Wells, and he immediately calls a timeout. Another turnover for the Quakers, a costly 12.
And Jerome Allen feeling like that's a traveling violation, the same way it was a traveling violation on Rob Belcour, and probably a little frustration from last night when Penn had that situation twice in the second half against Pitt, tries to throw the pass out of it instead of calling a timeout, leading to 6 points for Pitt, and that was a big one right there. And James Madison still with two timeouts remaining.
And you know, Vin Man, maybe it's just this Philly Hoop Group Classic weekend, but it seems like every loose ball opportunity that presents itself for Penn has gone the other direction.
I'm not sure what happened with Miles Cartwright right there. He just kind of, his legs just kind of split out from underneath him. He left the ball behind him almost.
JMU, purple tops and shorts from right to left, heading into the front court, left across the timeline. Humpty Hitchens with a little hop in his step, top of the arc to Wells. 3:30 remaining in regulation, a four-point game. Belcour gambled, nearly got a steal. Davis shakes, left side, hands off Semenov, step back near left baseline. Clanks off the iron, Wells offensive rebound for JMU. Humpty Hitchens, a hole near left, trailing near left corner. Davis drives baseline, kick out to Dion.
Good job by James Madison, running some offense after that big offensive rebound.
Semenov, top of the arc to Wells, thought about the pass, puts up a three, no good. Rebound bounces into the hands of Penn's Michael Hallett.
And Penn forcing it right there. Wells gets a wide open look and just doesn't knock it down this time.
Rosen, near right on the wing, top of the arc, Kukoc for three, yes! It is good! 56-55, 2:40 to play.
That's why he's out there. He's a shooter, face-up four man. And no hesitation from Marin Kukoc. Get one in the air right there.
Quakers looking to snap a modest two-game slide. Hitchens, a hole near left. Finger roll rattles off and a rebound for Hallett. A push-off foul against Rosen in the backcourt as Hitchens took the dive. That is the fourth personal foul against Zach Rosen. Jerome Allen irate, and he's tossing back to the sideline.
He should be irate. He should be irate. Zach Rosen is getting killed, and Hitchens just falls down. Hitchens and Rosen's feet get tangled up.
That is a difficult break to go against the Penn Quakers at a crucial juncture of this game. JMU's lead at 1, 56-55, 2:21 to go. Penn has played in several tight games this year. Two overtime games. Hitchens inbounding. Wells near left on the wing.
Penn going to need to do it again. Big possession here defensively.
Wells, top of the arc, Semenov. Look out for him. 2:10 to go. In
walk.
Lane,
call
Wells.
Call
shot waved off. Cartwright called for the crime. Two shots upcoming for the Dukes.
Good isolation by James Madison. They just get Miles Cartwright. After the hit to the middle of the floor, Wells just dives to the middle lane and sit down. And Miles Cartwright has nothing to do but hang on for dear life.
James Madison, 10 for 17 from the foul line tonight. Shooting two all right. Wells gets the bounce to bottom home. 57-55. Still a lot of time left. Rob Belcourt taking Tyler Bernardini's seat on the bench.
So Tyler Bernardini back with his four. Zach Rosen out there with his four.
Penn getting great bench production tonight. Wells all cotton on his second. 58-55. 22 Penn points in terms of reserves. 2 minutes remaining in the second half in a 58-55 game. JMU leading. Rosen near right on the wing. There have been nine ties in this game. Kukoc deep in the middle of the floor. A minute 50 left and 15 to shoot for Penn. Rosen drifts near right. Left hand dribble, top of the arc. Bernardini deep on the far left side. Shot clock.
5 seconds.
Now is five. Rosen hoists the three. Got it! From the near right wing.
Wow. What a shot by Zach Rosen.
Rosen evens it at 58 with 90 seconds to play.
Jerome Allen wanted a timeout right there. Doesn't get it. 90 seconds to play. Rosen does that little step back where he extends the arm a little bit, gets some separation, and makes a tough one.
Hitchens, no good for three. Rebound in the lane. Kukoc secures it for Penn.
Whether Hitchens is going to play like I got to get mine. That was a bad shot by Hitchens.
Crowd begins to rise at the Palestra with 1 minute to go at the Cathedral. Rosen, top of the arc, and a game even at 58 all. Shot clock winding down to 15. Rosen near right, left-hand dribble. Top of the arc, Kukoc. Far left on the wing, Cartwright. Shot clock winding down now to 5 seconds. Rosen with four to shoot. Near right. Pumps, puts it up for three. They wave off the shot. It went down. A travel is called against Rosen and the Quakers with 42 and 9 tenths of a second to go.
He probably travels, right?
He's
getting pushed. He's getting shoved. He can't buy a call right here.
Oh. That was about as dramatic as it could get from way outside, maybe 27 feet away. Zach Rosen puts it up, puts everything into the shot, nothing but the bottom, but Rosen called for the travel, 42 and 9 tenths of a second to go, and the game remains tied at 58.
I'm just watching the exchange, Jerome Allen giving it to the official. There seems to be one official dominating the action right now, making most of the calls. And a couple of them gone against Penn. But now Penn's got to recover from that. 58-58 with 43 seconds to go. So you should get at least one more shot at it. You need to draw up something defensively. Penn with three timeouts remaining. So if they can get a stop, they'll have plenty of opportunities to get a reset.
Vin Man, Zach Rosen, saw perhaps a little bit of deference in the first half from Zach, but down the stretch here in the second, Rosen understanding his role offensively.
Oh, I mean, he's your guy. He's been unbelievable all year.
Full timeout, the Penn Quakers following the huddle. Put Hallett and Kukoc in the front court. Miles Cartwright, Rob Belcourt, and Zach Rose in the backcourt. And Vin Man, essential minutes for Marin Kukoc offensively and defensively.
Well, it gives you a dimension from that four spot that is very important. The ability to put the ball in the basket is huge. And now Humpty Hitchens for James Madison with the ball. Going to get picked up by Zach Rosen. Each of them with four. So on a bang-banger, one of them could be on their way.
20 on the shot clock, 20 5 seconds to play. Hitchens, a dangerous three-point shooter.
Belcourt's on Davis. They're going to say Hitchens is going to drive, attack, and look to fix to Davis on this wing right in front of us, Celtics.
He'll go now with eight to shoot. Hitchens, one-on-one Rosen in the lane. The fader off the glass. It rattles in with 11 and 7-tenths of a second left. 60-58 JMU. 10 seconds left. Rosen to his bench near right side. And Jerome Allen takes a timeout.
Tough shot by Hitchens right there. You knew he wasn't giving that ball up. He had it squared up. And he doesn't make the mistake that you see a lot of players make, which is settle for a long jumper after squaring somebody up. He attacks, he gets into the teeth and makes a tough one.
Thin man, the backcourt duo of Davis and Hitchens here in the second half coming alive offensively for JMU. Mentioned at the outset that that tandem accounting for 53% of James Madison's offense entering tonight. Combined just 5 points in the first half, but really in control here in the second.
Well, Davis scores the first 14 points of the second half, and since that happened, we had a little discussion of, is Hitchens going to be, well, I got to get mine now, and he has on a couple of different possessions, but that last one right there, he gets all the way into the lane and makes a tough shot. Now, Matt Brady, I'm sure, is talking about double-team Rosen. Make somebody else beat you. Make somebody else take the shot. They did it the last time with Semenoff challenging the three-pointer by Rosen and forcing the traveling violation. So this time, see who they put out there. I wouldn't surprise me to see Marin Kukoc get that open three-pointer at the top of the key again, especially if Semenoff is the guy that is doing the doubling. That means you're leaving Kukoc probably wide open at the top of the key. I think he gets a chance to win this game, Celtics.
8.5 seconds to go. JMU leading 60-58. 8 lead changes, 10 ties. Cartwright inbounds on the floor with Bernardini, Hallett, Kukoc, and Rosen. Toss to Rosen into the backcourt. 7 seconds left. Rosen far left with 5. Bernardini far left baseline with 3 seconds to go. Kukoc down low. Hallett with a second left. He's blocked by Julius Wells, and the Quakers will fall by 2. 60-58. A swat from Wells steals it for the Dukes.
Man, Penn just didn't seem to have everybody overpasses there at the end. It's like, oh, take the shot. Yes, take the shot. Yes. Oh, no. Oh. And Mike Hallett gets it there in the baseline and just can't get it up on the board. Shot blocked. Penn loses by 2.
Oof. Went to Michael Hallett with about 2 seconds left. The Quakers come up 2 points short. 3 straight losses for the Penn Quakers, who complete Philly Hoop Group Classic play with a record of 2-2. James Madison now 3-2. The Penn Quakers fall at 3-4. 60-58, the final score. From Nelligan Sports, you've been listening to Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN. It's the Penn Sports Network.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Kindred Hospitals understand that when people are discharged from a traditional hospital, they often need continued care in order to recover completely. That's where we come in. Whether a patient is critically ill and dependent upon a ventilator, or needs specialized rehabilitative therapies to walk again after a knee or hip replacement, Kindred specializes in recovery and wellness. Recovery isn't simply a goal, it's our mission. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
We'd like to welcome our newest addition to Franklin Field, Greasy. Greasy serves and caters delicious, all-natural, nutritionally balanced food and drink to people who care about their bodies. Come by for 100% vine-ripened crushed fruit smoothies, a variety of hot and cold coffee, espresso and teas, as well as freshly made sandwiches and salads to suit all tastes. For natural, nutrient-rich products that invigorate the body and mind, come to Greasy, located on the north side of Franklin Field, next to Gate 2. Greasy, your fountain of refreshment.
Picking up where the action left off, it's Red and Blue Rewind, presented by Comcast Sportsnet. Now bringing you a complete recap and reaction from coaches and players and analysis of the final set. Back to Vince Curran and Brian Seltzer.
A highly contested game tonight between the Penn Quakers and James Madison. A game that Vin Mann was not played outside of 7 points from start to finish, but 2 points the difference. JMU defeating Penn 60-58, and The chance was there. The Quakers had a great look with about 2.5 seconds left.
Just a killer. He's on the play before Rosen gets called for the tough traveling violation. I actually think they got that call right. It's tough because Zach Rosen continues to get beat up and pushed, and he gets a little bit frustrated sometimes, but that time he just tries to step through and shuffles the feet a little bit, and then at the end, it just seemed like there were so many opportunities to get that ball in the air, and Penn almost, he almost said they overpassed it at the end, and unfortunately, Mike Hallett, as he goes up in traffic, isn't able to get it off. It gets blocked. Game ends, and James Madison on the right side of it, the wrong side of it from my perspective, Celtics, but 60-58.
Penn Quakers now 1-4 on this current five-game homestand at the Palestra. 60-58 the final score. One final look around the Ancient Eight on the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard. There are a couple of finals from earlier in the day, but we'll give you the one. Actually, yeah, one. No, all finals now. All finals. So
all right,
here
Chelsea.
Is. Yeah,
good
we'll
work.
Get to it.
Thank you.
Six Ivy League teams in action today. They were the Yale Bulldogs, dropping Army by 9, 84-75, as Yale improves to 3-2 on the road at West Point. The Dartmouth Big Green losing by 17 to Central Michigan in the Great Alaska Shootout, 65-48. Dartmouth now 2-4. The Columbia Lions' first win of the season, 59-41, defeating Manhattan, which comes to the Palestra on Tuesday night. Columbia now 1-4. The Princeton Tigers slipped to 1-5 with a 68-56 12-point loss to Morehead State. And the storyline in the league of the day, the Harvard Crimson remain unbeaten, improved to 6-0, 59-49 winners over UCF to take the Battle for Atlantis crown down there on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. 60-58, the final score. Penn losing to James Madison University. The Quakers, losers of three games in a row, following a 3-1 start, now 3-4 on the year. Vin Mann and I will take a look at the Kindred Healthcare Leaderboard on the other side and work our way through the Red and Blue Rewind postgame show right here, 950 ESPN from Elgin Sports, the Penn Sports Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you cannot believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker ePass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
Penn Quakers lose it by 2 in a tough game to JMU at the Palestra. Final game of 5 here at the Cathedral over the weekend for the 5th annual Philly Hoop Group Classic. Penn now 3-4 on the year. James Madison improves to 3-2. Time now to run through the Kindred Healthcare Leaderboard, brought to you by Kindred Healthcare and their hospital team, providing high-intensity medical care for patients needing extended recovery time. Learn more at kindredhospitals.com. Vin Mann tonight, Zach Rosen denied the 19-point mark for the first time this year. He finishes with 15. Game high belonging to A.J. Davis with 19 for JMU.
Zach Rosen, 15 points, and he had a couple of opportunities there at the end that just don't go Penn's way. Also, 10 assists for Zach Rosen. So he can't complain about what Zach Rosen gives you. Again, and you need to continue to get contributions from other places. You see Tyler Bernardini with 9 rebounds to lead Penn tonight. That's terrific from what you're looking to get out of Tyler Bernardini. Henry Brooks gets 10 points in 14 minutes, so that you got to be pleased with that. And, you know, at some point, Celtics, all of this will come together, and you'll get contributions from where you expect to get them all in a given night, and that will bode well for Penn.
60-58, the final score. Some other final totals. Game's leading rebounder, Tyler Bernardini, and Louis Diaz, each with 9. A double-double for Zach Rosen, second of the season, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, I beg your pardon, and 4 turnovers for Zach to go along with 2 steals. JMU shot 43.5% from the field for the game, 20 for 46. A team that averaged over 80 points per game coming in tonight, and 8 for 20 from the outside. The Penn Quakers, 20 for 50 from the floor, 40%, 10 of 22. Nice night from the perimeter for Penn, 8 for 13 from the free throw line in a game this close. That is a tough-looking stat. But really, for the first time this season, Vin Man, the reserve core for the Red and Blue, emerging 22 points. The Penn bench really spearheaded by Henry Brooks and Marin Kukoc.
Henry Brooks and Marin Kukoc right there. Celtics 16 between those two. But, you know, Mike Howard comes off, hits a couple buckets. Cam Gunner makes the big energy play in transition. So nice to see Jerome Allen working guys in, trying to get them some experience. And hopefully he has a rotation that he can go 8 or 9 deep with when he wants to really get up-tempo and get after people.
That is your Kindred Healthcare Leaders Board, and it's brought to you by Kindred Hospital, providing high-intensity medical care for patients needing extended recovery time. Learn more at kindredhospitals.com. 68-58, the final tally. We'll have our final thoughts here on the post-game show next from Nelligan Sports. Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals know that feeling. As one of Fortune Magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Quakers fans, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
Despite 2 losses for the Penn Quakers, a fun weekend here at the Palestra. Second time the Quakers taking part in the Philadelphia Hoop Group Classic in its 5th year. Penn now 3-4 on the year, losers of 3 in a row after a 60-58 setback to the James Madison Dukes. Along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, my partner, the Vin Man, Vince Kern, Brian Seltzer, courtside. Final thoughts. Vin Man beginning with our Pico play of the game.
I think, how about one of those Zach Rosen three-pointers, Selfie? I think the, is that what we just said in the break? I'm kind of off my game right now. Yeah, Zach Rosen three-pointer. Let's go with that.
A game that featured 8 lead changes and 11 ties. This was the 11th and final one of the night. Rosen drifts near right. Left-hand dribble, top of the arc. Bernardini deep on the far left side. Shot clock.
5 seconds.
Now is 5. Rosen hoists the 3. Got it! From the near right wing.
Wow. What a shot by Zach Rosen.
Rosen evens it at 58 with 90 seconds to play. Unfortunately for the Penn Quakers, that would be
their
the
last
final
point.
Field goal for the Red and Blue. And yes, aside from that, their last 3 points of the night, JMU would win it 60-58. Quakers had a chance with 2.5 seconds to go, but a block by Julius Wells clinched the win for JMU. Pico bringing you the play of the game. It's brought to you by Pico Energy. Now more than ever, with you every step of the way. That brings us, Vin Man, to Smokey Joe's play of the game.
You know, you get some contributions from people that you hadn't really counted on. Marin Kukoc comes off, hits 2 big threes. that Henry Brooks, in 14 minutes, scores 10 points. Had a couple of wild ones that he kicked up there. But when he has it, as I said during the broadcast, when he is solid in his body, when he's got everything underneath him, when he is patient, he really looks to be a pretty good offensive player. So I'm going to go with Henry Brooks tonight, Selfie.
Henry Brooks, the Smokey Joe's player of the game. A pivotal field goal down the stretch to really get Penn right back in. Brooks, bump off, baseline jumper is good for Henry Brooks, who's got eight, and Penn within one, 49-48, eight to play.
Henry had 8 points to his first five games coming into tonight. He exceeded that. Vin Mann shooting 4-for-7 from the floor, 2-for-2 free throw line, and two rebounds as well, and seems game by game continue to see the true potential that Henry Brooks possesses.
Just keeps getting a little bit better and a little bit better, and he keeps getting his sea legs underneath him. And he shows flashes, and he also, he has those moments where you go, okay, you know what, he's a freshman. He hasn't played in a while, and he makes some mistakes, but he seems to keep correcting things. He seems to keep getting better, and as I keep saying, I think Henry Brooks is a guy that Quaker fans can be very excited about.
Henry Brooks, the Smokey Joe's player of the game, the second time already in six games for the rookie. It's brought to you by Smokey Joe's.
The bar keeps rising, though, Selfie. That's the thing. You know, he comes off the first time. You know, you don't expect all too much from him. Now he's got to keep doing more and more to get those kind of those prestigious honors, as we like to call them.
Well, Smokey Joe's, as probably many of you out there well know, it is the
institution, Brian.
It is Vin Man, and where, if you were so inclined?
Everybody, as I say, Selfie, still listening to this broadcast, knows where Smokey Joe's is. However, leaving the Palestra, you go west on Walnut Street, the 40th bang on left, and about halfway down on your right, the great institution, Smokey Joe's, as you like to say, proprietor by Paul Ryan.
Indeed.
Since whenever? How?
1933, almost as old as this same facility, the Palestra.
There you go, something.
All right. Henry Brooks is the player of the game, first double-figure game of his Quaker career. Next broadcast of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network comes your way Tuesday. A really grueling stretch for Penn. Three games last 5 days. Get tomorrow and Monday to try and recuperate a little bit. Three straight losses for the Red and Blue. They'll tip against Manhattan, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And you can hear the game right here on 950 ESPN with our pregame coverage beginning at 6:50. Have a great rest of your weekend. Vin Mann, it's been fun.
Celtics, see you on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Broadcast has been authorized and rights granted by the University of Pennsylvania's Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics Department to Nelligan Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the expressed written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing. Executive producer of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network, Mike Polisi. Coordinating producer is Nicole Schwartz. And now for our studio coordinator tonight, Betsy Deming, working the holiday weekend, and my partner, the Vin Man, Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer, saying so long from the Palestra. Penn loses a tough 1-2 to JMU, 60-58. Have a good one, and a pleasant start to your Sunday from all of us here at the Penn Sports Network.
University of Pennsylvania Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports has been presented by Bank of America, Bank of Opportunity. Coca-Cola and Coke Zero. Real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross. Here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare. Kindred Hospitals. Dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO. We put our energy into you. Penn Orthopedic. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News and World Report. For the most comprehensive coverage of the preceding event, including a recap report, final stats, video highlights, and coach and player post-game interviews, log on to PennAthletics.com.
That concludes Penn Basketball on 950 ESPN. We now join Notre Dame football against Stanford, already in progress, on 97.5 The Fanatic and 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Number five in the coaches poll, number six in the BCS poll. Notre Dame ranked number 22 nationally. Here's Luck against a three-man run.